This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Go, 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 go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Wow, 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 wow. $62,517. Do you guys know what the number is? Oh, by the way, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. I am MJ along with Roxanne and Fester and Froggy. $62,517. Do you guys know what that is?
You could buy a nice automobile with that.
Well, that's not what I asked. I asked... Do you know what 62,000... Do you think I'd be coming in here for just $62,517?
Do you think I would...
Hold on a second. All right. You guys don't know what that is,
no,
do you?
No, we don't.
No, it's a hefty amount of money, though.
Well, guess what?
You found it.
No, I'll tell you next. Hold on, we're just getting rolling. We are just getting rolling. It's the MJ Morning Show. That's right, we are back. It's the new year. We're still here. I'll tell you next. We have a loaded show today, folks. We're going to be all over the road today. It is going to be nonstop free entertainment. Don't move. I'm going to tell you what $62,517 is next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show on Q105. This is not some tape from 2011 or 2012. No, we are back. We are live. The MJ Morning Show with me, MJ, and Fester and Froggy. We're joined by Roxanne these days because Meredith has had a job for all these years.
That
came out wrong.
Meredith, who I love, by the way.
That came out wrong.
Her COVID head down the hall.
That's not the Aries we have, Roxanne.
I plucked her out of Jacksonville. She was making minimum wage, you know, running the board in Jacksonville.
She was very young then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was six.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was six going on 7 years old back then. Exactly.
She was a toddler.
Yeah. It's, all right. $62,517. And guys, do you have any idea what I'm referring to when I belch out that number?
I think I do. I think I do, too.
What do you think?
You want to ask me first?
Yeah, Froggy, go ahead.
Is that the price of your broken thumb?
No. Damn, you know, that's a good guess.
That's expensive as hell.
The therapist that wrapped me up in the gauze after the surgery, the next day I went in for the spica splint fitting where they take this plastic sheeting and then they put it in like hot water and they bend it, they cut it, and they make you like the half molded, just a splint to put on your wrist so I don't screw with my thumb. Oh, for those that don't know, because I teased yesterday that I had something significant to talk about. For those that don't know, I busted up my thumb out in Vail skiing on my second day. I whacked into a tree. I was going slow, doing a little. It was an easy tree run, and I caught a tip. And I lost a little control, and I went off my line, my path, and I was headed toward a tree, not at any massive, not like at a Sonny Bono rate of speed. And I put out my hand to stop myself, and I just smacked my thumb, the back of my thumb, right into the tree. And I snapped my first metacarpal in my thumb and literally snapped the bone in half. If you want to see my x-rays, you want to see my snapped thumb bone, you just go to MJMorningShow.com. I also put it up on our MJ Morning Show. Did I do an MJ Instagram? I think I know I put it up on my personal Instagram, so give me a follow. My personal Instagram is at Certified Todd Schnitt. So at Certified Todd Schnitt is my personal Instagram. I also put both x-ray photos on my personal Twitter feed, which is just at Todd Schnitt on Twitter. Give me a follow in both places. So Instagram, you just put Certified Todd Schnitt, and Twitter is just Todd Schnitt. I put up the both x-rays, so you can see my snap thumb bone, and then you can also see the aftermath after surgery. I've got a titanium alloy plate in my hand connecting the two bones. They screw it in, And I put these images up. Also, MJMorningShow.com. If you go to our website, MJMorningShow.com, you can see it. So that was what I was alluding to yesterday. I got a story to tell. And the outpouring of support was so amazing. Somebody started a GoFundMe account for me, and I'm already up to $62,517, Froggy.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet you split that up amongst the crew.
No.
That's not it. Yeah. I think I know what it is.
What?
The 62,000.
He just said it. Is that real?
No. Yes. No. Somebody started a GoFundMe account.
That is real.
Yeah.
That's
so
real?
A GoFundMe account has been for my pain and suffering.
Oh, well, so, I mean, you have a bolt in your hand.
Because of my pain and suffering, I now have a GoFundMe account, and in less than 24 hours, it's up to $62,517.
Are you
kidding? Yeah. Yeah.
Holy crap. Just, you could buy a car, like she said.
Fester has a face of doubt.
Okay, first of all, that's absolutely not true. Second of all,
what makes you think that?
The day somebody sets up an account for me to donate $100 to MJ, that'll be the day.
Right, wait a sec, though. Wait a minute. Okay, Fester's right, because Fester's a good BS detector. Fester knows.
So that's not true.
It's not true.
There's no GoFundMe account.
Yeah, and the $62,517 means nothing else. That was just. Oh.
I was going to guess that's much how much you've saved in baggage fees over the years of all your travel without checking bags.
That's not far off.
That is an obscure freaking guess, but I kind of like that. All right, now, here's the idea. As a social experiment and a radio bit, should we start a GoFundMe account for my pain and suffering for my broken thumb and see how much we could raise? GoFundMe accounts. But you know what? When you say go, don't you think of something else?
I sure do.
Go,
bleep me.
Go.
I've never thought of that.
You never
I've
have
been seeing GoFundMe accounts for 15 years.
Whenever I say GoFundMe, I think of something else first. Go bleep yours. You know.
Thanks for putting that in our heads because now we're not going to be able to not think it.
You never thought of that
never.
In the past, really?
Never.
You know what?
Sometimes I actually scream, "Hey man, fund you,
fund you, no fund you." No, fund you!
Okay, if you insist.
Froggy, I'll pay for my bill, and you can go fund yourself.
Go fund yourself. It's like, shut the front door, you know? Shut the front door and go fund yourself!
A banker's fight.
What, the Wells Fargo guy and the Bank of America guy?
Fund, Chuck, man!
Fund off.
That's right. What do you think? Is that really obnoxious to start a GoFundMe account for my broken thumb?
Well, maybe, people start in front of
you. But it's definitely not obnoxious to start the other kind of account that.
Even more obnoxious, actually.
I'm thinking about it. It might be a funny bit, is what I'm saying. We're just getting rolling. It's a busy, busy Tuesday. What is that expression about the next Tuesday? You know,
I don't know. What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
And I saw this story, and it turns out that Roxanne sent this to me also last night about how COVID-19 is killing the cocaine market. Now, marijuana smoking is apparently going through the roof, but what is it about cocaine? Did you read the whole story?
I read most of it, and I'm sorry because I know that you probably... I sent you a lot of drug-themed stories yesterday. You're probably like, what's going on?
Are you telegraphing your past? Is that what this is?
No.
Hey, Froggy.
But it's fascinating.
Froggy, you've been...
I need a new mask.
What?
I need a new mask.
All right, I got a box of masks.
I need one, man.
Hold on. Right now?
Yeah, just broke.
Oh my God! You're
get it.
All right, Froggy doesn't have a mask on.
Hurry up!
You mean the string for around your ear broke? All right, hang on. Let me go into my file cabinet here.
Oh, you got some?
Yeah.
He has like 500.
He's got a stash.
Holy God.
Oh, I pulled the drawer out. Oh,
MJ has the thinnest metal file cabinet.
He has his own personal filing cabinet in here, which is very weird.
If they can make metal waffa, that's what that file cabinet is made out of.
Uh-oh. Give me a mask!
Uh-oh, hang on a minute. Mike.
Oh, my God.
I broke my file cabinet.
Now we're doing file cabinet repairs on the air. Is what Beasley paid for?
Oh, man. All right, it's okay. What did you say to him?
Is this what Beasley paid for, cabinet repairs?
Yeah, I'm doing... Have you noticed, seriously, the filing cabinet that I brought in here, I got this on Amazon, and it was like $59.90. It's a two-drawer filing cabinet, and I keep it in the studio so I can leave my headphones, my laptop, my little, sound effects machine... So I can leave it, but I lock all my stuff up because, I don't want, Mason or what's the midday guy, Gina. I don't want him screwing with my stuff. So, you got to watch Mason,
Sticky
finger Mason.
Yeah, so I brought in my filing cabinet so I can leave everything right next to me, and I just lock it up. But seriously, this filing cabinet, the gauge of the steel is equivalent to a sheet of Reynolds Wrap aluminum foil. I think you could probably put your finger through the side of this filing cabinet.
It's like the membrane when you break an eggshell. It's like that little membrane that's left.
That is the density. That's about right. That is about the density of my filing cabinet. Hang on a minute.
Can you give me a mask, please?
I am. I pulled the drawer open. The drawer came out in my hand like a toy.
The thing is so cheap. Look at that thing.
I might have used this one.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Give me it.
Froggy, here is a brand new mask.
Thank you.
That'll be $7, please.
I'll give it to you later. I'll let them know how
they're paying. No, you can have it for free. But my brother's a surgeon. My brother is a plastic surgeon. Technically, his expertise, it's craniofacial. And, he has some surgery centers because he does a lot of plastic surgery and reconstructive work. And he's over on the East Coast in Boca Raton, Boca Del Rey, Fort Lauderdale area. He's got a couple of surgery centers. And these surgical masks, he was telling me that before COVID, he was paying like 4 cents a mask.
Oh, man.
And, these boxes of 50, you go to CVS and Walgreens and they're like 30 bucks.
Right.
Yeah, they're right on the impulse buy section right there by the 5-Hour Energies. Like, here you go, buy your masks.
Right next to the Easter candies now, right?
Right there.
No, I'm sorry, next to, it's Valentine's
Day.
It's the Valentine's Day candies, which, by the way, you wait until the day after Valentine's Day, and all that stuff is 50% off.
Of course.
Yeah, same thing with Target. Yeah, exactly.
Save it for next year.
Yeah. Where was
it? We were talking about cocaine and weed.
Oh, so we got to talk about this later on, how COVID-19 is causing cocaine sales to poof.
Oh, my God.
Fall through the floor.
But marijuana is on the uptick for a lot of obvious reasons.
Yeah, so...
Well, it protects you from COVID.
Well, no, it doesn't.
not what I read.
What the hell? What are you reading from?
I don't know, I just made it up. But I'm just saying it might protect you from it.
Retract that statement.
Fine, I retract it. But what you did...
I'll retract that mask right off your face.
There's a whole page from a recovery center disproving the myth that cocaine can treat COVID.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you kidding?
Where people think you snort cocaine up your nostrils and it's going to kill the COVID virus or something?
Very optimistic.
Oh, my God. All right. Quickly here, we got to talk about Coop. And Coop is our producer, our Generation Z 23-year-old producer. And we just found out that Coop over the break got
a new car!
Yes!
Good for you, buddy.
Well, it's a used car,
but... new to him.
But it's new to him.
A new car!
That's right. All right, now.
Did you get a new boat?
That's a new RV. It's a new travel trailer.
He'll be living in one of those pretty soon.
In a van down by the river. So, Coop, how new is your car?
It's a 2008. 5 years newer than my old car.
Yes! That's fantastic.
Right. Around an antique almost.
So, your old car was a 2003?
2003 Ooh. Honda Civic. I sold it for about $12.
And didn't swerve how you wanted it to when you saw raccoons.
No, it did not.
I mean, in the last month, he hit raccoons. He has absolutely no brakes on his old car. I saw him pulling into the parking lot one morning, and I was like, skis,
Now, Ace Ventura.
The person that you sold your old 2003 Honda Accord to, did you disclose that the car has virtually no brakes?
So I didn't disclose it on the ad, but once he test drove it, he figured it out. And I was going to tell him, but I wanted him to drive it first.
But all it needed was a brake job, probably what, $400 or $500?
Yeah, probably about that.
How much is a brake job?
I think a lot less than that.
Aren't there places that are like $99 of brakes or something,
sure,
right?
Sure, of course, in an hour.
There was also a slight oil leak, but I did disclose that information, too.
Oh, great.
A gas leak.
I always found your car interesting because it was like 17 different colors because of the way the sun just ate away all the paint.
How much did you sell your old car for?
That is a good question. How much did you sell the 2008... Oh, I'm sorry, the 2003 Honda Accord 4 with no brakes and an oil leak.
I listed it for $2,000.
Where did you list it? Where was this on?
On OfferUp.
On OfferUp?
Yeah, one of those apps.
Yep, okay. And you listed it for $2,000. Did you check what... Did you go to, like, Kelly Blue Book, or did you... What was the market value of your brakeless oil leaking...
$700.
Wait, so it was $700 and you listed it for $2,000?
Yeah, I had to get my money. So then I ended up selling it for $1,200.
That's not bad.
Yeah, right? So you got about $500 more than what you might have or should have gotten?
Yeah. That was a good deal.
It's salesman over here.
And did he give you a check or cash?
Oh, it was cash.
All right. And you had the title?
Yep, title's all clean. It was all good to go.
And you handed him the title?
Yep. And I was like, cha-ching, I got money.
How old was the guy that bought the car?
Probably like in his like late 30s.
Really?
Yeah.
Life hasn't quite worked out. He just had
a new kid.
All right. And where'd he come from? Do you know where? Was he local?
Temple Terrace.
So, and you're in where?
I'm over by USF, so basically same area.
All right. Well,
you tell him to get those brakes fixed before he drives his new baby around.
Is there OfferUp one of those sites where people get murdered sometimes, like when they meet you to sell something?
Yeah, that's why I was really nervous about him coming to my house, but I needed the money. So
let him come to your house.
You meet like at the sheriff's office parking lot or something.
You're insane.
What you do? No brakes. You did tell him before you drive your new kid around, get some new brakes.
Yeah, and he knew that when he drove it. So
all right, and then. Where'd you get your new car, Coop?
So I bought my new car from my mom.
Oh.
A new car!
Yeah. And how much did you... And what kind of car do you have now? You have a 2008...
Kia Optima.
A 2008 Kia Optima.
Mm-hmm. Nice, that's huge.
Was that before they put in the airbags or the 2008 model?
Wait, there's no airbags?
I'm kidding. How much did your mom charge you for the car?
$1,200.
It was like $2,500 or something like
Jeez,
that.
Jeez, mom!
Yeah.
But your mom couldn't give you the car?
Rake me over the coals.
Hey, son. Hey, Coop.
Well,
you're my son. I love you. Here's
a new car
for $2,500.
Why wouldn't she just give you the new car?
Well, because I was helping her buy her new. Like we all kind of traded throughout the family, so I was helping her buy hers. And
did you check on the book value of the Optima? How much was the book value? Or like, if you go to Kelly Blue Book, how much was the value of the car?
I think it was still like in the $3,000 or something like that.
All right, so you think you got a good deal from mom?
I got a good deal from mom.
All right, just checking. All right, so Coop's excited. He's got a brand new old car.
With brakes.
And the brakes work?
Yeah, brakes are good.
Oil leak?
Nope.
Explosion hazard?
Maybe.
All right, back in a minute, folks.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Roxette, rest in peace. Didn't she die? Did we talk about she died like, what, a year ago or so, or 2 years ago?
I don't know who you're talking about.
The lead singer of Roxette? What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you were talking about that lady who...
No, I just said Roxette.
I just said Roxette. Alive. Okay.
I said Roxette, rest in peace.
I thought you said, Roxanne.
No, I didn't say Roxanne, rest in peace. I don't want to say that for quite some time.
Not yet, anyway.
No, but Roxette, the lead singer, are you looking that up, Fester? No,
yeah, she did. We talked about that.
Yeah, she died,
sad.
Last year or last couple of years?
It happens.
Hold on a minute. You got it right there. Roxette was a Swedish pop rock duo. Because Marie Fredriksson. All right, click on Marie Fredriksson.
Okay.
Oh, her name wasn't Roxette?
Yeah, she died 9 December 2019, a year ago.
Right.
She died at 61 years old. The lead singer of, scroll down to death.
Death.
Some kind of cancer.
This is depressing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, okay, death. Fredriksson died on 9 December 2019 at the age of 61, following a 17-year-long battle with cancer.
Right.
And her 2002 brain tumor diagnosis.
Okay.
That's a good song, but I can't think of a person I care less about than
this
Fredriksson.
Come on!
Honestly, really.
You got the look and... Hello, you fool! I love you. Come and join the joyride. Come on!
When the group that sang Love Shack, when they die, I won't care about that either.
And the
B-52s? The B-52s, yeah.
Fester is like a really despicable human being.
What song's coming up next?
You have no empathy.
Yeah. Tin Roof!
Yeah.
Busted. Is it rusted? Rusted, right? Tin Roof? Rusted. Yeah.
Busted, whatever.
It's a rock lobster.
Tom Petty dies. I won't care.
What?
All right, well, he did.
Oh, yeah. I don't even care. I don't even know.
Come on, that's anti. That's
Don't you mess with my Tom Petty. I will come about. I'll come over there and I'll smack 30 pounds off your ass.
Listen, well, first of all, Fredriksson over here is a different story. All right.
No, I feel bad for Marie Fredriksson. I'm very disappointed. I'm ticked off. I'm disappointed at something. Nobody from the Department of the media contact, the public relations media contact from the Department of Transportation, the woman that's handling inquiries about the Howard Franklin Bridge, the 275 project, the closure, folks. They are closing down the Howard Franklin Bridge Saturday to Sunday. This weekend, they're shutting the damn bridge down. When was the last time that happened?
Wait, is this for a certain amount of time or is this forever?
Well, the bridge closure is just for over the weekend, but then what they're doing to 4th Street, we think is going to be permanent.
Or until that new connector thing is installed, which could
be 2025.
Could be years.
2025.
Well, they're building a whole new bridge. So as you come across the Howard Franklin, off on the north side of the bridge, you'll see all the barges out there, and they're smacking pilings into the floor of the bay. They're building a whole new span. Now, the new span is going to be built, I think, by 2025. And they're building the new span because right now the northbound side of the Howard Franklin on 275, that was built, I think, in the late 50s, early 60s, and it is coming to the end of its life. So that's going to be torn down. The current southbound side is going to be the northbound side, and the new bridge they're building is going to be the southbound 275 Howard Franklin.
Oh, what a pain.
I was going to drive the MLK route this morning just to test it out.
Yeah, I was too, but I was running
late.
And
then I said, well, I'm going to enjoy my drive and enjoy not having to do that.
Yeah, well, you'll get to do that every day for the next 5 years.
Here's the problem. Here's the issue. Is they're closing the 4th Street exit. It's the first exit when you come across the Howard Franklin. The first exit, and we're all Hillsborough residents. Roxanne, Fester, Froggy, me. We all take the Howard Franklin. We all take 275. We get off at the 4th Street exit and we just zip right down a couple of miles, and we're right here at the studio, right near Gandhi and 4th Street in St. Pete. So this is really going to screw with my commute and add maybe 3 to 5 minutes to my drive in. And that's, guess what? That's problematic.
This was my easiest commute ever to a job.
Well, I mean, I get here. When you wake up early in the morning, like we do, every 10 minute increment is like a layer of hell that you have to set your alarm for.
A layer of hell.
And so now we have a half layer of hell that we have to dig into with our alarm clock.
That's actually a very good analogy of our mornings.
Yeah. We found the contact information.
How would you
do the show? There's a phone number and a name for the media inquiry person. And her name is what?
Chris Carson.
And we called her. We left a voicemail.
Yes.
We emailed. And we've got nothing.
Nothing, but I did reach out to the construction manager. So
there's
we'll
another
see if we
name.
Hear back from him.
There's another name. The construction manager.
Mr. Lay.
Because I need to get them on the phone. We've got to discuss this whole 4th Street Bridge. I've got to have that called off.
We need the MJ Morning Show Bridge built.
They cannot close 4th Street, so I need to talk to one of these people to get this thing just turned off.
Beyond the God forbid our commutes are extended, there are people who live along that bridge. There are people who have businesses along
there
that bridge.
There are trolls under that bridge.
Yes.
Exactly.
Trolls' lives matter.
I don't know if you know the Gruff family. You know the
Gruffs. Listen, I still think we, as a team, all four of us, chain ourselves to the bridge and say, listen, we're not moving.
That'll get some MJ Morning Show, we're back publicity.
Listen, we need some press.
The Howard Franklin, the whole damn bridge is going to be closed this Saturday night beginning at 8 p.m., and they're going to reopen the bridge at noon the next day. So it's not awful. And that's a pretty big job. They apparently are demolishing the 4th Street overpass. So if you're headed southbound on 275, you get off on the first exit over the bridge and on the St. Pete side, and you get off on the exit, and the exit whips around and then goes over 275. That's that bridge. That's that overpass. And apparently they're knocking that whole thing down. They're removing it. In the, what is it, 16 hours, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
8 p.m. to noon, it's about 16 hours. They're going to remove that whole bridge, and that screws up the fact that we all get off of that exit, and we're not going to be able to get off of that exit.
Right. And then what if you wanted to stop, for example, and get some Dunkin' Donuts? Then you have to still do the MLK thing.
Oh, yeah.
All the way back up that way.
Just a pain. And she didn't get back to her. She's the media person. She didn't get back to her. What's her name again?
Chris Carson.
Chris Carson, where are you? Still on Christmas vacation? Chris, we want to talk to you. Chris.
Please, Chris. Help us.
All right, so now you've contacted the construction manager.
Yes.
You emailed him?
I emailed him. His name is Mr. Lay.
Mr. Lay.
Tim, Mr. I believe.
I think his brother, Tom Lay.
Tom Lay.
His brother is part of the whole potato chip fortune. Yeah, in Texas, I believe. Yeah, Lay's potato chips.
No, they invented the Hawaiian thing.
The what?
The Hawaiian Lay. That's what they invented. Got the wrong Lay family.
647. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. We talked about this yesterday, later in the show. It's the Soho Karen story. And this is just such a terrible story on so many levels that this woman who did a stupid thing. She left her cell phone in an Uber, her iPhone. Saw a black kid in the lobby of a hotel with his father holding an iPhone. And the father even points out, what do you think, you've got the only iPhone on the planet? Accuses the 14-year-old kid of stealing her iPhone because suddenly she realized she doesn't have her iPhone. Sees a teenage black kid with the iPhone in the hotel lobby in Soho in Manhattan. not South Howard, in Manhattan, and accuses the kid of ripping off the cell phone. And she had this whole complete tantrum. We played the audio yesterday. In fact, I'm going to stick the audio back up on here. And
I thought that father did as good of a job as any father could. All of his points were valid.
The lady's just going insane. Right, listen to the audio, and then there's an update because the father says the kid's traumatized. And
this is my phone. Show
me. No. You don't have to explain that to her.
Take the case off. That's mine. Literally, get it back.
She's like, that's mine. It's my phone.
Can me? You feel like there's only one iPhone made in the world?
No.
That's the smartest thing I've heard in a while. So that's my phone. Give it back. And the father. That's the father. The father is like an award-winning jazz musician. The father, I've got the, what does he do? He is an award-winning jazz musician. Did we say he plays the trumpet or something?
He's a trumpeteer, yes.
That's right, he's a trumpeteer.
And he's also very good on the French horn.
Well, we don't know that, Fester. Please stop dropping in potentially erroneous facts here.
Or comedic.
In the skin flip.
The father says that his 14-year-old son, Keon Jr., is traumatized, and I can understand.
Yeah.
And the issue where she is potentially in legal trouble and could be arrested by the NYPD is she attacked the kid. She assaulted the kid. She committed a battery on this kid. And that's problematic here. She put her hands on the kid, so I would imagine that charges ultimately will be filed by the NYPD. Now, she's gone back to Los Angeles at this point.
Now, this woman is a real treat, this 22-year-old, because she has an arrest from October 3rd in Ventura County for DUI arrest, where she had resisting arrest, obstructing or delaying a peace officer. And she also has something back from May 28th, same sort of charge for DUI.
The hell's wrong with her?
She's been arrested twice in 2020 for DUI.
She's a menace.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She's a menace on the roads.
Is she hot? What does she look like?
I got to be honest. When I first saw an image of her with the mask on, I was like, hmm. But then now we have an image of her with the mask off. Mm.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so.
A lot of people look hot these days with the mask on.
So.
Then they got Bucky Beaver teeth or something.
I mean, she was like an 8 with the mask on. The mask came off, and it's like a 4.
Negative 8.
Hey, I'm like a 6 with the mask on. I take the mask off, I'm a 2. So, you know.
6? I mean, you're being kind of gracious.
Fester, do you have the audio?
TMZ tracked her down. Of course, there's a commercial I have to sit through.
Right. All right, hang on. Just let it play. Right.
For 22, she has lived a life. Look at her. My goodness.
It's a rough 22.
She's a rugged 22.
So TMZ tracked her down.
I'm 22 and I got 2 DUIs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And the father says that the teenager might need therapy. I can understand that. I mean, this is like a national story. Oh, let me, as soon as it comes out, go ahead and hit pause right there.
All right.
Don't you think the dad should have gone, hey, listen, and proven it to her, hey, this isn't your phone, stupid. Then what would she have done?
No, you get a life
over there.
What's on your ass around? You better go use find my iPhone.
Yeah.
Find my iPhone. It's off.
No, you can't. No.
I'm the manager of the hotel.
I don't care.
He will.
So she's demanding to see his iPhone.
Listen. Hey. Didn't you see me just come downstairs by the elevator?
I'm trying to help.
No, but you're not helping.
And then some like hotel management guy comes down and he tries to interject, but the father doesn't think he's helping much.
Man, it's disrespectful.
No, I'm trying to settle the situation.
My son has nothing to do with her.
No.
I'm trying to
show me the proof.
The hotel lobby, the hotel manager guy is doing what Froggy's trying to say. Just show her the phone.
Yeah.
He has no obligation.
No, exactly. He doesn't have to show the phone. It's his damn phone. And, you know, the woman is like, show me the phone. Show me the phone.
He's not leaving. Show me the proof.
So
she's awful.
The father and the son, this is not your phone. This is my phone. And she's demanding, show me the proof that it's not my phone.
You better get on.
Let's go,
kid.
I'm sorry.
Get on.
Please,
We have what you see. Away. You see two black people.
No, I'm not letting him walk away with my phone.
And the father says, "You know, hey, you see two black people. Oh yeah, you're missing your phone. You see two black people. Oh, it must be the black people that took my phone," which is totally ludicrous. This moron, this lady, this 22-year-old Maya Ponsetto, she left her iPhone in the Uber that she took to the hotel, and the driver ultimately brought the phone back to the hotel, realized that it was the person in the back of the car, most likely that he dropped off previously. He brought the phone back to the hotel, ultimately.
When he came back, was she like, oh, oops?
You know, she didn't say
she anything. She doesn't seem like that type.
Yeah, my bad.
TMZ confronts her as she's leaving like a coffee shop, and she's wearing like a face shield, and she's kind of making her way to her car, but she doesn't apologize for any of this stuff.
You have the audio now. This is audio of the woman interviewed by TMZ. And this was yesterday. I rolled the
audio. How are you holding up? Look, do you have any regrets about what happened the other day? Any regrets, Maya?
I'm good, thank you. Have a very good day. Take care of yourself.
Look, are you worried? You know the police are looking for you. Are you concerned about the warrant for your arrest? Why did you do it? You know, he's young. Do you have any regrets?
I'm actually 22, so I don't know what the problem is here.
No, but
what is this?
I'm 22, so I don't know what the problem is here.
What does that have to do with it? And by the way, she's getting in a car driving. How is her license isn't suspended for the couple of DUIs?
Is that a Range Rover?
Yeah, it's a Range Rover.
Is that the sport? That's the cheap Range Rover, right?
Yeah, the cheap one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also Puerto Rican, so thank you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's just saying she's Puerto Rican?
A Boricua.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me roll this back. Hang on a minute. All right, let me play this.
Oh, I don't know what the problem is here.
No, but
and I'm also Puerto Rican, so...
Why did you do it? You know? He's young. Do you have any regrets?
I'm actually 22, so I don't know what the problem is here.
No, but
and
he...
And I'm also Puerto Rican, so thank you.
Oh, so you're...
I'm 22.
This should answer all your questions.
Here, and I'm Puerto Rican.
So thank you.
And your point is, man.
Is she trying to say that she's Puerto Rican, so she's a minority?
She's exempt, so she's allowed
and
to...
She's allowed to accuse the black kid? Is that what she's saying here?
This isn't going to work out for her.
Oh, no. Boy.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
Does that justify what you did?
Oh. That Range Rover door didn't sound very solid, did it?
It sounded a little off. You may want to take it to the shop for an adjustment.
All right, so that's the TMZ, and she's in McDonald's parking lot.
She's pleasant.
This is out in the Los Angeles area. She's in a McDonald's parking lot, and that's where it's pretty amazing. Like,
boy, those LA paparazzi, they find you.
The paparazzi, you know damn well that they were hanging out. They found out where she was living or where she was working, and they just camped out. They followed her. And they clearly watched her go into the McDonald's, and then, oh, yeah, well, when she comes out from it, we'll go ahead and start peppering her with questions.
Ma'am, you want fries with that? I'm Puerto Rican.
I'm 22.
Okay. I don't understand.
I want to hear this again.
She sucks. How are you holding up? Look, do you have any regrets about what happened the other day? Any regrets?
She has a medium drink. And we don't know what's in the bag, though. She's holding a McDonald's bag. She has the face shield on. You know the plastic-looking welder's mask?
Yes.
You know it's got the blue band that goes on top of your forehead, clamps on,
yeah.
And then it's got the plastic shield that comes down. That's what she's wearing.
The football coach mask.
You can see your whole face.
Yeah. So, but she doesn't have an actual cloth mask or a surgical mask over her nose or mouth here.
I peg her as a fish fillet type.
No,
if
no,
I
got no.
I was thinking breakfast foods.
You guys are both crazy. McRib is back.
She's definitely McRib in it.
I'm good. Thank you. Have a very good day. Take care of yourself.
Look, are you worried? You know the police are looking for you? Are you concerned about...
I don't think it's a Range Rover. Who said it was a Range Rover?
I think it's
Rover?
A Discovery.
She's driving a Range Rover in some of the footage.
You did see it?
Yes. So I don't know.
About
I
can't, the warrant for your arrest? Why did
you... Now, did New York issue a warrant for her arrest? Is it...
No, it's under investigation.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, I didn't think so.
It's in California that he's talking about.
Well, she's 22.
But she has a couple of... There is a warrant for arrest in
because
California?
Because of the DUI.
She's been arrested for that.
And she's driving?
Yeah.
So wait, you're telling me that TMZ paparazzi can find her, but the LA police can't find her and arrest her for her outstanding... Well, clearly, she was arrested and she was detained by the police to be charged in the first place. So is there a new warrant out for her arrest?
It looks like it. But LA police are pretty busy right now. What's so funny?
What's so funny?
They're pretty busy right now. A lot going on.
All right, Fester, we didn't get to this. We'll follow this, but this lady's clearly a menace. She's a menace on the roads of Southern California.
Hey, she's 22, all right?
Yeah.
And she's Puerto Rican.
I wonder if the traffic reports out there give warnings to people, you know, where Maya Ponceto is, the 22-year-old Puerto Rican.
Honestly, I'm surprised they don't have a helicopter in the air with just footage. Okay, she's going to the McDonald's on Santa Monica.
To be clear, this is why they would be looking for, because there's been a letter of possible probation violation sent to LA County, where she's on probation.
Okay. Well, hold on. Who sent the letter?
The court.
Pertaining
to the one of her DUIs.
Okay, so in California, now they're suggesting that she's in violation of her probation. And she's just driving around.
Doing her thing. Getting McDonald's.
Listen, she's hungry, right?
McRib is back only for a limited time, people.
She has a McDonald's medium soft drink cup. I wonder if she's about to open up one of those little travel bottles of vodka or bourbon or whatever and drop it in the drink.
That's the way to do it.
No, it's not.
Well, you're not driving, of course.
What do you say? Fester, we did not get to your TKO story yesterday. Now, that's insane.
It quite possibly is my favorite thing from 2020.
And this happened just before we came back from vacation in 2020? Is that what?
I think it'd be like middle of December.
So why is it just coming out now?
Well, we've been off for a couple of weeks.
Oh. If you don't know about the TKO story. There is audio. There is video. This is pretty violent, man. This is crazy. And they're calling it. Was it an Arizona iced tea by any chance?
It was a twisted tea.
It was twisted tea.
Oh, the memes are just the greatest.
And there's a meme going, and the play on words is, of course, TKO in boxing stands for
technical knockout.
Exactly. And it's a twisted T, so it's a TEA. It's a TEAKO.
This guy's great.
Oh my, if you don't know the story, folks, hang on. We've got it and the audio next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, the Goo Goo Dolls. MJ here along with Roxanne and Froggy and Fester. The MJ Morning Show is back here on Q105. Do your part for the community and spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back. Every morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., live on 104.7 FM. And, of course, this is Q105, the legendary Q105. If you want to get a hold of us, email, social media. If you want to drop us an email, I'm MJ@MJMorningShow.com. Comments, questions, any content. You know, we get so much stuff from listeners historically over the years. So you can get a hold of me. My personal email is MJ@MJMorningShow.com, Roxanne@MJMorningShow.com, Fester@MJMorningShow.com. And Froggy@MJMorningShow.com. All right, Fester, you're in the spotlight. It's the Fester spotlight segment. A couple of things. This is your favorite story. This happened, I guess the story broke like New Year's Eve. This happened while we were on vacation.
It was between Christmas and New Year's.
So somewhere in that time period. this, and this video went viral. People are going bonkers over this video. And it happened at an Ohio, what, was it a Circle K slash Shell station or gas station?
Store. Yeah, it was a Circle K.
Yeah, it was a Circle K. This was in Elyria, Ohio. Where the hell's Elyria? I've heard of it.
Hilaria?
No, not Hilaria.
No, Hilaria.
How do you say?
It's Hilaria Baldwin, Ohio.
How do you say Ohio?
How do you say gasoline? And
how do you say gasoline?
Yeah. All right, so they're in this Circle K. And this guy is drunk or belligerent from go.
Right.
And they're in line, and this white guy just starts, he's taunting the employees, two of which were African-American, and then he goes to this black guy standing behind him in line.
So why was he taunting, why was he using, there's a white guy, and he's calling the clerks the N-word.
He was belligerent. He was drunk.
So he's just drunk?
The reason is, he is an ass.
It turns out that there is a black customer in line. He first was in the store, and he hears all the commotion. He hears the N-word being used. And I've got the story here, and he's being called Mr. TKO, T-E-A, because the guy, the belligerent, drunk, N-word-using white dude at the counter at the Circle K in Ohio, he had a big can of Twist. How many ounces are those big cans? Are they like 32 ounces?
It's like a tall boy beer. What are those? Yeah, those, I mean, it's like huge.
It's a big can of Twisted Tea.
I got to tell you, I've never had a Twisted Tea.
Neither have I.
But
I've had Four Loko.
That's crazy. Now,
but wait a second. Four Loko before the formula. Oh, God, I'm so pissed about that. Do you remember Four Loko? It used to have...
You never... You drank that?
I tried one.
And you liked it?
This is back during the old MJ Morning Show days. This is probably mid-2000s. With Four Loko.
Those drinks were all the rage.
Do you remember they changed the formula? There was some kind of either an outrage. It was loaded with caffeine and alcohol. And what did they change? What did they take out?
There was like a stimulant in it or something like that?
The original formula from when that first, and then it caused the controversy. They changed the formula on Four Loko.
And you're still mad about that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I had an original can, and it was in my kitchen, and we've got a TV in the kitchen up on a big cabinet, and I had a can just sitting there, and it got knocked over. It hit the floor, and it went, it opened up and sprayed, dented the can. It sprayed all over the place.
Oh, man, that's a tragedy.
I had an original can of a pre-formula change for Loko.
It was 2010 that they did the formula.
Oh, is that what it was?
I tell you, man, MJ's not going to invest in Bitcoin. He's going to invest in old Four Loko cans.
Hey, that Bitcoin's like $38,000 a pop now after it went to like 8 cents.
Yeah, right.
Don't ever get me started. Right. Yeah. So listen, this guy's name is Barry Allen.
Barry Allen.
He's the guy who, he's the hitter, I guess.
Right, he's the guy. The white belligerent guy using the N-word.
His name is Honky.
He's calling the two black employees the N-word. The guy's working behind the counter at Circle K. He's got this can of Twisted Tea. He ends up dropping the can and making like a threatening move toward a black guy in line. Drops the can. The black guy then takes the can of Twisted Tea and just clocks him in the face with the Twisted Tea.
You got that story half right.
What?
The Twisted Tea was his purchase the whole time.
Oh, whose purchase? Look,
here's the black guy who defended himself.
He's right.
And there's the Twisted Tea right there.
Okay, oh, guys.
And the guy just lays into him for like 30 seconds. He's just talking him up.
He gave him a lot of time to stop.
The Twisted Tea, didn't that end on
the... There's the Twisted Tea right there in his hand.
Okay, I got it.
And then he even says, the white guy says, what, are you going to hit me with it?
Oh, okay. And so the black guy was buying the Twisted Tea.
Then he gives it a flip.
And then he tries to kick it.
And then the white guy, Mr. Honky, comes in and tries to kick it.
Okay,
I see it now.
Boom!
The black guy dropped the Twisted Tea on the floor. The white guy tries to kick the can toward the black guy. Mm-hmm. The black dude picks up the Twisted Tea. Here's the audio. Listen to this. We had to bleep this thing. They're talking about your mama and this and bleep this, bleep that.
I'm gonna pop up.
I live on 400 Oxford Avenue, two blocks away. I'm a,
And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I'm going to walk to you. I'm going to walk right to my house for you, bro. Oh, God. I'm not trying to disrespect you, bro. I'm not. I'm going to say day off every day.
Are you? All right, so this video went totally viral.
Kidding me? Where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? Where the f*** you from? Yeah. You from here? Get the f*** out of here. You a clown. Oh, God. You a clown. You from here? You a clown.
Oh my God.
If you insist.
Right there, he took the white dude using the N-word and being belligerent and drunk.
So we weren't hearing the white guy.
That was the white guy.
Yeah,
the
whole thing. The white guy is just mouthing off to everyone, talking about your mama and this. Yeah,
you're a clown.
And then you just heard the poof. That was the black dude picking up the iced tea and just clocking the guy in the face with this big aluminum can of twisted tea.
That was all carbonated because he just dropped it, so it had a good explosion.
And then he hit him so hard, the can exploded.
But how about that guy's chin? I mean, he came back like instantly. I mean, that would have put me in another realm.
Yeah, Roxanne.
He was so drunk that he didn't even feel it.
You just raised your hand. What are you raising your hand for?
She's excited.
What's the answer to the question?
What are you raising the roof over there? What are you doing over there?
She's into this now. Right. She's an undercover boxing fan.
Sorry. It's something unrelated.
Yeah, what?
Something unrelated. Related to our show, but not to this. Continue.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh. Contours, buddy.
The old lady.
Oh, that's the... You hear the little Circle K door? Ding dong.
I love the old lady.
You got yours, buddy.
She's as big a star as anybody.
That's the lady filming it on her camera phone.
You're gonna get it. He's gonna knock you.
Throw me another... Okay.
Now, I'm wondering, the black guy certainly was taunted.
Yeah.
Could he be in trouble, even though the white dude was out of line, using the N-word, but the black guy did whack the stupid white guy in the face with the can of twisted tea.
Good.
What cop is going to be like, hey, you're in the wrong, buddy?
Arrest me. Arrest me, officer.
No, I see what you're saying.
Put me in front of a jury of my peers. Let's put this as evidence number one.
Listen, he was stopping something that could have been worse. That guy was a nuisance. He probably could have robbed the place or something.
Fester's favorite. This was a Christmas present for you, right?
Did you see the memes of, like, the people at gun stores, and they're looking at the gun case, and then there's a gun, and then a twisted tea, and then a gun.
A whole bunch of weapons, and then
a twisted tea, and then, like, next to a machine gun.
Who needs a medieval mace when you've got a can of twisted tea?
And the folks at Twisted Tea are over the moon excited about it. They love those.
He needs to be, like, the sponsor.
They're going to hire TKO, whatever.
Yeah, his name is Barry Allen from Ohio.
Are they going to hire Barry Allen to do Twisted Tea commercials
now? How do you not put him in a Super Bowl commercial?
More than just a tea.
That's great.
Wow.
Happy dance was because Chris Carson hit us back.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. He was traveling.
Okay, can we talk to her?
Not today, but tomorrow.
Whoa. Why can't we talk to her today?
She says she can do something tomorrow if that works.
All right. This has to do with the whole Howard Franklin bridge closure, which I've got to stop. And I'll explain. And also Ring Fighters coming up.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. And wow, I had no idea that Coop was plugged into financial news.
This is the Coop Financial Corner.
This is a follow-up on the whole twisted TKO guy that belted the nasty, belligerent white guy who Fester refers to as, what's his name?
His name is Honky.
Honky, who got smacked in the face with a twisted T at a Ohio Circle K because he was calling the black employees behind the counter twisted at a Circle K, calling them the N-word, just a total mess. And the product is twisted T. The guy, the black dude, what's his name?
Barry Allen.
Smashed the white guy in the face with the twisted tea because the white guy was just out of control. And Coop says, hey, guys, did you know about Twisted Tea stock? Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. He might be wrong.
What do you mean?
Uh-oh.
Here's the 6 month on the stock.
Right.
Coop comes in here during the commercial break. And he says, hey, Twisted Tea stock, like, quadrupled. It's worth $1,000 a share.
It is.
Well, it is.
Well, right, but it's been worth, like, in the 900s since Thanksgiving.
Oh, I thought I just read that it went from, like, $300 to over $1,000.
It was over $1,000.
Hold on, Fessa. I thought the first graph you saw.
Yeah, on the 1 month, yeah, it has a big spike here. I did a little more research.
Right, but there is a spike, right?
Yeah, it went to $1,000 from, it went up 50 bucks a share.
So it was like 950 and it went up to like 1,000 after the incident.
Yeah, so much for the Coop Financial Corner.
Oh, okay, so Coop.
I'm only the wolf of 4th Street, so I don't know if that means anything.
That's great.
That's funny.
That's funny, man.
The Wolf of 4th Street has a 2008
funny.
Kia.
The Wolf of 4th Street.
New name, Coop. No longer your name.
Coop came in and said, hey, the Twisted Tea stock went from $300 a share up to $1,000 after the incident, and it looks like it went from $950 to $1,000 after the... Where do you read that it went from $300 to $1,000?
So it was... It was started off 2020 with over $300 a share, and then it started this year, 2021, with over $1,000. So it did have...
It had a spike. It went up $50 a share when their Twisted Tea can was smashed into the face of the
drunk. Just not as much as I thought.
Year over year.
Yeah.
Let's say, 2020?
And Twisted Tea is owned by... The stock is not Twisted Tea. The stock is Boston Beer Company... Incorporated.
They own Angry Orchard and Truly as well.
Right.
So, Coop, put Boston Beer Company in your Wolf of 4th Street portfolio and keep an eye on it.
You would have bought Boston Beer Company. It was like $350 a year ago, and so it's tripled in a year.
That's pretty.
But not because of this guy.
Pretty strong.
But had a little bump because of this guy, possibly.
A little bump. 50
bucks. Not exactly Jim Cramer, Coop, but good job.
All right, you're not going to get a gig on CNBC anytime soon, all right?
But you could get one on Newsmax.
Instead of the money honey, you could be the money honky. All right?
I'm here for all your incorrect reporting on stocks, you guys.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Coop, our producer, the Wolf of 4th Street, who now has his mom's old car, and hence he's got brakes now.
Next segment, I found
a post-it note of something that I'd written before we went on Christmas break, and it's the Ring Finders story.
Yeah.
Now, there was a story about Ring Finders... And then they helped you out? You got to explain this story to me.
What are you talking about, Ring Finder?
There's a club, a group of people.
Now, I think...
Is this metal detectors?
Well, yes. Froggy's intro, because Froggy's
That's
a metal...
That's what you do.
Well, hold on. Froggy, you've got a metal detector. You're into metal detecting, and you've never heard of Ring Finders?
I got an AT-1080, bro. I got a real metal detector. You know what I do.
If you don't know about Ring Finders, then you're a metal detector fraud.
Well, explain, please.
Go ahead. Fester, explain Ring Finders.
All right, Ring Finders is like an agency or a group of independent metal detecting specialists around the world who will help you at any given time.
If you lose a piece of jewelry?
Or if you lose something important, you contact them.
Like a ring?
Yes.
Like an engagement ring? A graduation ring?
Yes.
Any ring?
A wedding ring. Go down the list of anything metal.
What was the story before Christmas that you saw that then prompted you to say, hey, I had dealings with Ring Finders?
We were on vacation in Traverse City, Michigan.
Right.
And
lovely area.
It was beautiful. It's a fantastic trip. Yeah. Anyway, we went to a jewelry store, and I bought another band. Oh, I took off my original wedding band, the wedding band I got married in.
Outgrew it.
The wedding band my
your
grandmother...
Your fingers got too fat and nubby?
My grandmother brought it back from Italy, like 6XL. But the gold band my grandmother bought in Italy for grandkids to get married in, I lost.
Field
in Traverse City, Michigan.
With Children of the Corn? What are you doing in a field in Traverse City, Michigan?
I'm glad you asked. I go to the jewelry store. I put the new ring on. And the new one's like just some like black tungsten.
Honey, I'm going to go wander some farmland.
I found a tungsten ring, but that's the only ring I found.
It's so weird.
It was a tungsten ring. So my wife takes the golden band.
Why were you in a field in Traverse City, Michigan?
Let's tell a story here.
All right.
She takes the golden band and puts it in the most secure spot that a woman would carry anything.
Her bra?
Right there. Right?
That's dumb.
Really?
Yeah, she puts it right next to the bosom.
Then the kids go playing as we walk out of this. It was like an old insane asylum that's now a shopping area in Traverse City.
Okay.
And there's a big grass field. The kids start running around the grass field.
Was Jack Nicholson in there as well?
Actually, pretty cool.
And the big Indian guy, right?
It was pretty cool.
Okay.
All right, Chief. So my wife bends over to pick up our son. Boop, out goes the ring. No ring anymore. We're driving.
Did she know that the ring fell out?
3 hours later.
Oh, wow.
She,
reaches into her bra?
She's like, I don't know where the ring is. I don't know where the ring is.
Oh, man.
So I thought she was like, you know, trying to put the sensors out for to get felt up. So I verified there was no ring in there. She starts flipping out. She puts a post on Facebook. A guy replies, a man named Claire from Traverse City, Michigan.
And he's part of this ring finders club?
He's like, I'll be happy to help. And he found the ring 2 days later.
Wow.
All right, wait. So you then said we think we might have lost it in the field where the kids were playing next to the insane asylum.
We pulled out Google Images.
Right?
We circled the tree that we were next to. We circled where I parked.
And the guy, from a Facebook post, he responds and then he goes out there with his metal detector and finds the ring?
He went out there one day and didn't find it. Went out there again 3 days later just because it was a big field and he went and he found it. And
did you pay him for it?
Yeah, I paid him for it.
How much?
I gave him like $250.
$250?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And there's no overhead for that. And he found it. I bet my business is now open, Froggy Finds.
What?
Whatever you need.
That's an amazing story.
Ring Finders is a real group of superheroes.
That is incredible. All right, coming up, we had this on the list yesterday. We didn't get around to it. The Baked Beans Dad guy.
Wow.
This story, this has turned into something. What are you going about?
He's hungry.
I don't know.
Just going, baked
first
beans.
Of all, I love
roll that beautiful bean footage.
I don't know exactly how I feel about this.
Why is that?
Because at first I kind of agreed with Bean Dad. Now I disagree with Bean Dad.
The whole Baked Bean Dad story and the can. Hang on. We'll get to it next on the MJ Morning Show. Don't move. This is Q105.
Let's get to the important stuff. Interstates and bridges pretty much doing all right. Earlier we had that Skyway northbound right at the hump accident. It is all but gone. Nebraskan Waters Tampa police had an incident there where they had it all shut down southbound. But now it has been reopened and a crash just occurred on Bruce B. Downs right at I-75 off to the side. Keeping you updated, I'm Pat George.
From the Rubenstein Law Traffic Center.
A wet floor with no signage may lead to a serious injury, and this may happen more than you think. For over 25 years, Brunetti PA has been fighting for each individual client. We know you may not have been ready. Call 1-800-BRUNETTI. We're ready. Offices Tampa, Lakeland, Pinellas.
Hey, this is Fester from the MJ Morning Show. Look, I have some good news and some bad news for you guys. The good news is 2020 is finally over. The bad news is, because of all the craziness in 2020, I bet that none of you have achieved the health goals that you laid out for yourself at the beginning of last year. Well, I have great news for you now. I want you to go to GetThinTampa.com. That's GetThinTampa.com, and I want you to meet Dr. Urshan and learn about his 40-day program that is going to totally transform your life. With Dr. Urshan, it's more than a weight loss program. It is a total transformation, and you get all the support that you need. You absolutely owe it to yourself in 2021 to do it for yourself. Do it for your loved ones. Go to GetThinTampa.com and learn about Dr. Urshan and learn about his amazing program that will change your life. I'm starting on the journey myself. I want you to do it with me. Go to GetThinTampa.com. That's GetThinTampa.com and learn about Dr. Urshan.
Paid for by GetUpside.
This is Matt Crowder live at the Shell station on 41st Street, reporting on the free gas app called GetUpside that's letting people all over the country earn cash back on every gallon of gas they buy. Excuse me, miss. Have you heard of the GetUpside gas app?
Of course. People are earning as much as $300 a year with the GetUpside app. It's so easy. You just take a picture of your gas receipt and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free GetUpside gas app and earn up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Get Upside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GREEN for a 50 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents per gallon on your next tank. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code GREEN. That's G-R-E-E-N. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Mobile is the fastest-growing mobile provider in the nation. It's easy to see why millions have chosen a better way to mobile. With Spectrum Mobile, there are no contracts and no added fees. Even nationwide 5G is included at no extra cost. Switch today and you could save big. Grab your current mobile bill and use the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator to see how much you can save. Go to SpectrumMobile.com/saving today. Spectrum Internet required based on Q2 2020 subscriber data. Services not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The MJ Morning Show on Q105. Powered by Safe Touch Security. Click SafeTouch.com.
WRBQ HD1 Tampa, a Beasley Media Group station. It's the MJ Morning Show, followed by 105 minutes commercial-free to start your workday.
Q105. Are you aware of the baked beans dad and kid story? Do you have any thoughts? Do you have any comments on the baked bean story, if you know it? If you don't, we're going to fill you in next. If you'd like to weigh in, we will grab some phone calls on this. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047 if you know about the baked bean story and you want to comment. Next on the MJ Morning Show. Hang on.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, MJ and the crew, Fester and Roxanne and Froggy, and of course me, MJ. We are back, and again, we would highly appreciate it if you could help spread the word that the MJ Morning Show, after a slight hiatus, 8 years, is back live on Q105. Every single morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. We got to get to the Baked Bean Dad story quickly. We are going to have the spokeswoman, spokesperson, the media contact for the Department of Transportation Bridge Project. They're closing down the Howard Franklin Bridge on Saturday evening, 8 p.m. until noon on Sunday, because they're going to demolish the 4th Street overpass. So if you're on 275 South, you get off at 4th Street, you've got that overpass that goes over when you're exiting onto 4th Street North, and they're taking that away. So that means that the 4th Street exit is going to go away. We all use that to get to work every morning. I mean, we got a problem here.
We're not the only ones. I mean, 100,000 people use it every day.
I don't know if the traffic count is that high, but nevertheless, I got a big problem with this. And we're going to talk to
Chris Carson. I'm firming up a time.
Chris Carson, we're going to try to get her on tomorrow. She's like the spokesperson for this project. And I got some things to talk about here. I got to call this thing off. I'm going to make demands tomorrow. All right, baked bean dad. All right, do you guys think this is child abuse?
I wouldn't go so far as to call it child abuse, but definitely have some strong opinions about this.
Explain what it is first.
People are calling this child abuse. Folks, I need you to listen to the story, and I know a lot of people are aware of it. Do you think this constitutes child abuse? Story broke over the weekend. A dad in Seattle by the name of John Roderick, he posted a thread on Twitter. He's since deleted this because he's getting all kinds of hate tweets and, you know, folks are going just ballistic on his butt. His 9-year-old daughter said, "I'm hungry, Daddy." And Daddy, John Roderick of Seattle, said, "Hey, why don't you open up a can of baked beans?" He tweeted, this is the deleted tweet. And of course, well, yeah, you might delete a tweet, but the internet's forever in many cases. He writes, so yesterday, my daughter, 9, was hungry, and I was doing a jigsaw puzzle, so I said over my shoulder, make some baked beans. She said, how? Like all kids do when they want you to do it for them. I said, open a can, put it in the pot. She brought me the can and said, open it how? Roderick said he showed the girl a can opener and told her to study it and figure out how to open the can. Figure out what the can opener inventor was thinking when they tried to solve the problem. His daughter became frustrated and angry. She eventually figured it out after 6 hours.
Yeah, blood sugar crashed then too. Feed your child.
Six hours.
You got to earn it, kid.
All right.
What in the world?
Dude, that is 6 hours. You're hungry? 6 hours for a 9-year-old to figure out how to open up the can of baked beans.
He talks about it at some points. You're saying, by now, we're working on anger management and perseverance, too. Of course, you're working on anger management. The girl's hungry.
Eventually, she figured it out. Roderick wrote, she had the placement. She could turn the handle, and the can would spin. We were down on the floor by this point, but the ka-chunk of puncturing the lid still eluded us. So she hadn't been able to squeeze in order to get that little, the
puncture.
The pizza cutter kind of wheel.
Yes.
To puncture the can and then to get the grip to then spin it with this manual can opener. One of the things about having survived abusive parents is that it can provide some insight into what abusive behavior looks like. That was a respondent on Twitter.
All right.
So people are calling this abusive.
He admitted she was crying at one point.
Well, it's not like he didn't give her a can opener. I mean, come on. It's not like it was just a can and he was like, all right, use your fingers.
Yeah.
Now, he's saying this is a teaching moment.
It is.
And
she's just a little slow.
Now, I want to go to phones on this. If you're aware of the story, love to get your comment. If you've just heard the story for the first time, is that child abuse? What are your thoughts of the dad saying, hey, here's the can opener, open up the can of baked beans, figure it out. And what do you think about 6 hours later, the 9-year-old who's hungry
finally figures
it out? All right, let's go to phones on this. What are your thoughts on this story? Moms, dads, let's go. Your thoughts, 800-990-1047.
What kind of beans were they?
800-990-1047. If you want to weigh in, your thoughts, is this child abuse, yes or no?
I found there's a great variety of baked beans and a lot of differences in quality.
What do you say? Are they,
If you go over Bush's baked beans, it's probably the highest quality canned baked bean you're going to find.
You got Bush's baked beans, then you have the Heinz baked beans.
Right.
How about you give your kids something other than baked beans for lunch, dude?
Oh, dude, did you forget the song? I would love to have baked beans for lunch.
The more you eat, the more you do.
Yes. Musical fruit, hello?
What are your thoughts? Is this a child abuse story? Did this father go too far by making the 9-year-old wait? Look at the phones.
The dad admits that he didn't have a lot of perseverance growing up, and he's trying to instill that in his daughter. Which, that's like the dad who wanted to be a baseball player but didn't make it, and now is forcing his kid
like
to play
Richard
baseball.
Like Richard Hatch used to make his kid run in, like, trash bags at 4 a.m. Get up, boy. Yeah.
Wasn't the kid a little overweight, and he wrapped the kids in trash bags and duct tape to make him sweat and lose weight?
At 5 a.m., get up, time to run.
He was on the first episode of Survivor, right?
Nobody knows who Richard Hatch is.
He was on the first episode or first season of Survivor.
That's abuse. This is just, like, seems like a mental game.
All right, phones are just nuts. I might have to do this in 2 segments here. Yeah, Rox.
I would never do that to my child. If she wants food, I'm like, okay, let's make something together. But having said that, she probably knows almost how to, at 3 years old, open a can of beans. She's pretty good in the kitchen.
Ricky Brooksville, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Your thoughts, please, on the baked bean dad.
I think 6 hours is a bit excessive, but anybody who thinks this is child abuse has not seen child abuse. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think this is... Yeah, there are kids, you can talk to social workers and police officers that have seen real child abuse. Kids that are smacked around.
I've been there. I've been there. Again, I think 6 hours is a bit excessive, but let me tell you, this girl is never going to have a problem opening a can for the rest of her life.
I love it. Hey, thanks for the call, Ricky. Thanks for listening, okay?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Leslie is next in Clearwater. Hey, Leslie.
Good morning,
MJ. How are you?
Morning, Les. What do you think about Baked Bean Dad?
So I'm sitting here with my son, Braden. He's 11. We're on the way to school. We're talking about it. And I said, well, what do you think about this, Dad? Is this child abuse? He goes, I think the girl needed to just go into the cabinet and grab some goldfish. Why is she partnering with this for 6 hours trying to open up a can of beans?
Yeah, if you're hungry, then yeah, go to the pantry, go to a cabinet and grab something else.
Think outside the box or the can.
Exactly.
Anything. Get with it, kid.
So, you know, I mean, good for her for trying for 6 hours. Her dad did the right thing by trying to teach her how to solve problems.
Now, how old is Braden?
Still figuring the problem.
How old is your son, Braden?
He's 11.
That's good. And so, look at that. We're giving you stimulating conversation to talk to your kid about. Isn't that great?
Every morning, MJ. Every morning.
Hey, Leslie, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Let's grab Scott is in Valrico. Hello, Scott. You're on the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning. Yeah, I don't think it rises to the level of child abuse. Now, should he have probably given a little bit more instruction so she could have gotten to the end result a little bit quicker? Probably,
yeah,
but it's not child abuse. It's like you said, a teaching moment. Now he may not have been the best at teaching that moment, but
I think it's the 6 hours. That was a lot. It doesn't rise to child abuse, but yeah, 6 hours was pretty excessive, Scott.
Exactly, I agree.
Yeah,
I mean, he should have gave her a little bit further instruction on how to get there. To get there maybe in an hour.
You know, after 3 hours, maybe. I'm kidding. Hey, Scott, thanks for the call. All right, Ben in Spring Hill, your thoughts on Bean Dad?
Yeah, I think it's not child abuse. I think they just need to get on that phone like they always are and Google it.
Yeah, I was wondering when that happened too.
Go to YouTube. How to open up a can of beans.
Exactly.
Yeah, YouTube's got everything.
Why not look at that?
Yeah. Hey, Ben, thank you, buddy. Dawn is in Land O'Lakes. Hello, Dawn. You're on the MJ Morning Show, Q105.
Hey, MJ. No, definitely not child abuse at all. I have two kids. I mean, being self-sufficient is part of growing up. I do think the dad should have came in maybe about 2-3 hours after this and showed her
a
little bit more on how to use it.
Gotcha.
But definitely not child abuse.
All right, Dawn, thanks. Oh, look at this. Coop has a call on line 6. Erica's in Brandon, and she works in child abuse prevention. Hi, Erica.
Hi, MJ.
Hey.
For 25 plus years. Love your show. So glad you're back.
Thank you so much, Erica.
I don't think, I like I said, I do work in child abuse prevention. Being that the father did provide her with food, I wouldn't consider it abuse, but he would definitely need a case plan so that he could make different choices in the future, because that is pretty excessive. But as far as abuse, I think it's excessive, but I wouldn't consider it abuse. But he definitely could benefit from some, you know,
some counseling.
You see something there, right?
Yeah. Erica, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the kind words about our return. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, MJ. You guys have a good day.
You bet. All right, next. Guess what Roxanne wants? Roxanne wants it. Roxanne wants it bad.
I do.
She does. What does Roxanne want?
I need it.
Yeah, Spice Girls?
Roxanne needs it bad.
I want them to return as well.
Folks, Roxanne wants it, and she wants it bad. We'll tell you next on the MJ Morning Show. Hang on.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Roxanne wants it really, really bad. Roxanne said, I gotta have it. I need it. I'm craving it.
I want it just sitting here.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.
This segment's either going to be great or a letdown. I'll tell you what it is. It's creepy. Yeah.
Am I creeping you out?
You're creeping me a little bit.
I don't want to stand up.
Roxanne, as those really annoying Spice Girls used to say. What do you want? What do you really, 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 really want?
What I really want right now is a good massage.
Wow.
I just want to lie down and have someone put their hands in all my knots. And I mean, I'm sitting here right now. I've walked out of the room a couple times just to stretch.
So in all your crevasses?
Yes.
With COVID-19, you have foregone the typical. Do you have a massage therapist or a place you go to?
I do. And I am banking so many right
now. So where are you a massage client?
Now I can't even think of the name because it's been so long since I've been there. But it's not Massage Envy.
Right.
It's Massage Lux. That's what it is.
Massage Lux.
Yeah. It's a monthly membership where you get a massage a month or something like that.
Michelle is a Massage Envy client.
Yes. They're the same sort of formula.
Right.
Great places.
And what, Michelle's on the phone. Coop's saying Michelle just called in.
Oh, good.
Hang on a second. Hey, Michelle?
Yes?
Roxanne is talking about the exact same thing that you've been talking about now for months.
Let's go longer than that, like a year, because it's been almost a year now, and I haven't been able to go for a massage.
Yeah, so you've got a good 15 or so banked?
Oh, easily.
Oh, no. Michelle,
I hadn't gone for a long time, because when we were in New York, I didn't get to go all that often. So I have so many more banked.
Hold on a minute, wait a minute. You say often? I've been married to you for 26 years, and I've just heard you say often instead of often for the first time?
No.
Divorce.
Well, hold on a minute. Michelle, I never heard you. You say, you pronounce the T in often?
I do.
I don't think I've ever realized that.
Maybe she doesn't say it very often.
What? Because you're not listening to me.
Ooh, yeah. You're not listening.
Listening to me.
I find this interesting, or do you find it interesting?
Oh, I don't care. I don't care.
Listen, the only thing that's going to satisfy both of you is if I introduce you to my meaty hands of pleasure.
I've kind of been dropping hints.
Festa, when you give a massage to Roxanne and Michelle, can you take your shirt off so they can see your furry gorilla suit that you've got underneath there?
Well, they'll be face down until the end.
With their head through that hole, right?
Dude, the only time I ever got a massage, one time in my life, and it was by... I don't want to sound mean, but she was so fat, the girl that was giving me the massage.
She's froggy.
That when she walked around to the front, you know how they walk around you?
Yeah.
Her gut would hit my head. she couldn't get past me because of her gut.
I'm sure she did a great massage.
But she was so strong. She was like a strong man.
She would punch you with...
Oh, right there. Oh, that's the spot. Oh.
All right, so,
she rubbed my feet and I got creeped out.
You've been... still paying the monthly Massage Envy fee during COVID or for a while. Michelle, you pay like $50 a month to Massage Envy. How many damn massages do you have banked? You must have 3,000 massages banked.
Not quite 3,000, but look, they sent me a Christmas card that said thanks for sticking with
us. Yeah, damn right you do, because you're giving them $600 a year.
For nothing.
That was nice.
How many, seriously, because you've been doing this for years. How many massages do you think you have banked?
Probably about 300, maybe.
300? Yeah. You turn yourself to putty.
No. Michelle, you get 12 a year.
Get Bobby Royak on the phone.
You know, we can start a good website.
You're not getting a credit.
Isn't Bobby, I think she's a Massage Envy franchisee.
She's involved, our good friend Bobby.
Yeah.
How about you guys go to the Asian Yokisho spa
on Kennedy.
Kennedy Boulevard. Okay. I just pulled up Kennedy Boulevard, Tampa, and I put in a massage.
No. One time I accidentally went in one of those places.
Did you really?
Not off Kennedy, but off a different street in Tampa.
The Whack Shack?
They said foot massage. I was like, foot massage. Oh, I could use one of those. And then I went in, I was like, oh, okay. I get more than...
Michelle, you got to talk to Roxanne. You got to work this out, because you guys are craving a massage right now. And because of COVID, you know, people might be a little concerned, obviously. Will the Massage Envy person, put, three masks on and maybe come outside and do it in the parking lot?
I don't know. I thought about that, having somebody come to the house.
Yeah.
Do you think it's safe just to get it early in the day when a lot of people haven't been in the room already?
That would be your safest time.
Her issue's the room. Yeah. Her issue's the room. Yeah. Have somebody come to the house.
I'm going to let you guys work it out, but that's what Michelle wants, and that's what Roxanne wants. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you in a bit.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You saw there was a news story about Phil Collins out, right? We'll get to that in the entertainment dirt, the Hollywood dirt coming up in a bit. There's more on Phil Collins's alleged BO.
What, he finally bathed or no?
Breaking BO news. Wife just, you know, we talked about this back probably in November.
She threw him under the bus.
Under the bus, just terrible. All right, we'll get to the latest with Phil Collins and Hollywood Dirt coming up in just a bit. The Apple story. Did I mention the Apple story yesterday?
We talked about it off the air.
Right, but then I think I said, hey, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
You did. Right.
Now, I got a lot to do in this segment. We've got a Gronk story, Gronkowski. Get to that here in a minute. The Apple story, and folks, this is something you can go to our website. You can see the two logos. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this, but I'm mystified. I'm baffled. I just don't see the issue here. There is a meal preparation company. Like, think of all the meal preparation companies. You've got Blue Apron. You have
Sunbasket.
Was that?
We do Sunbasket.
There are a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. I'm drawing a blank. But
we do Crap Basket. We bring really crappy foods.
We do Ass Basket.
Here's your Funyuns and Mountain Dew.
We do one. I forget that it's like Martha or something.
Fester's Meal Prep is walking into Circle K, 7-Eleven, or Wawa. And yeah, grabbing a bag of Funyuns, maybe some pork rinds and a Mountain Dew.
When I found out Funyuns were not real onions, I was like, false advertising.
Hey, the Harvest, what is the brand? You know the peas? You know the crispy peas?
Yes.
Crisp Harvest?
Nobody eats those but you.
No, those things are big. You buy the big giant bag at Sam's Club or Costco.
Crispy peas?
They're just extruded pea.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Pods.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the peas.
The Harvest. It's something Harvest, and they have different varieties. It's the thing that looks like a green pea pod, and they're crunchy. And those are not just like fried or dehydrated peas. They actually, it's like a puree. They do extrude those like spaghetti or a rigatoni noodle. They extrude those from like a mash of something. You know,
delicious.
Yeah. Tofu mash or something?
Yeah, but there's actually.
No, it's not tofu. It's,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's got real peas in it. Yeah, but it's got starches and then it's like, it's shaped like a pea, but those are not real peas. And Harvest Snaps, that's what it is.
Right. Horse Snacks.
But it's
like
made out of pea. My gripe with Funyuns is...
There's no onion.
There's no onion.
But there's a lot of fun.
But they didn't say
you got the fun, but you got no onion.
And the bad breath.
This is baffling me. There is a meal prep company, and Apple Computer. Apple went nuts on them because they're claiming that their logo is too similar. And of course, the Apple, didn't Apple also get into a big legal tiff years ago back in the 80s with Apple Records? Remember the Beatles label? There was a whole thing with Apple Records and an Apple Computer. Well, now, of course, everyone knows the iconic Apple. It's an Apple with the bite taken out and the detached leaf sitting off to the right on the Apple logo. Well, there is a meal prep company called Prepare.
Prepare, get it? The pear.
Yeah, and it's pear. It's not like prepare as in P-R-E-P-A-R-E. It's prepare, but the pear is like the fruit, the pear, P-E-A-R. And they have a logo that looks like a pear with a leaf coming off the side, a stem sticking out. It looks nothing, nothing, nothing like the Apple logo.
Different color, different fruit.
Different shaped, everything. It's totally different.
You know what's weird, though? I have young kids, and I watch these horrible young kids shows.
Yeah.
And on all the young kids shows, on their computers, I guess legally they can't put an Apple. So here's a picture from iCarly. They put the pear on there, the same exact pear.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
Oh, wow. Weird.
Look at the pear. On all the kids' shows, they have pears on their Mac.
Now, this muddies the water.
You gotta see this. Now, you have, Roxanne, you put this on the website,
it's
right?
It's on the website. And when you look at this, a pear and an apple, they have nothing to do with each other.
Well, they're both fruits.
Well, what are you going to go after every single pre-blueberry, pre-strawberry, prepare app?
One a day keeps the doctor away.
Apple apparently
one lawsuit a day.
Apple is working on a settlement with this up-and-coming meal preparation company because Apple thinks their Pear logo is too similar to the Apple logo and that it's going to cause marketplace confusion. The logos look absolutely nothing alike.
Well, at least Apple's admitting they think consumers are stupid.
Oh, my God. Folks, and this is right on MJMorningShow.com, right?
Yes.
All right. If you got to see this. You got to see the two logos side by side. The Apple logo, iconic, and this prepare food prep company Pear logo. They look nothing alike. You got to go to MJMorningShow.com. You got to see
this.
You
know what they should have used?
What?
You know that stinky, disgusting fruit from, like, Malaysia? It's like a durian. You know what that is?
The fart fruit.
They should use a fart fruit. The durian.
A little dusty cloud.
It smells like a fart, apparently.
I like what this company said in their lawsuit. They accuse Apple of abusing their position of power, going after small businesses, and they're not going to be bullied by tech companies.
This is nuts. And listen, I want to say some nice things about Apple. I happen to be a PC user. I'm an Android user, but my kids are all Apple. My kids both have iPhone 12s, which they got for Christmas. My son has a PC, but Chloe has a MacBook Pro for college. And, you know, Chloe damaged her laptop and with AppleCare took it back to International on Sunday evening. She made the Genius Bar appointment and they could not be nicer. We dealt with John, one of the managers at Apple at International Plaza, and then Caleb. And I'm telling you, right, the Apple staff at International Plaza, they are just as nice as can be. You know, sometimes, you know, some people think that some of the Apple folks have a little bit of an attitude. I'm telling you, they are so nice at International. But Apple, I disagree with you. This logo for this prepare looks nothing like your logo. Leave this little upstart meal company alone.
Come on, Apple, stop being a bully.
Yeah, Apple.
Leave them alone! Remember the Britney, leave Britney alone. Remember that wacko, that guy? Leave Britney alone! And then we have the Gronk story.
Was that him trying to squeeze out a thought?
What?
Nothing. Sorry.
This is a good story.
I like Gronk.
Did you say thought? I love Gronk.
Gronk's pretty great.
Gronkowski helped somebody jumpstart their car.
Okay.
Wouldn't you think you were being punked if that happened? Like someone had deliberately made your car not start and then had him come and help you start
it? I'm not sure I recognize him if he helped me. I just think he's some big guy.
Yeah, so where did this happen?
Big dopey looking guy.
Where did this actually occur? Was this, do we have the actual location?
I don't have the intersection, no.
Did it happen here?
I mean, it would have to. The team's still playing, right? They're going to the playoffs this week.
Yeah.
He's in town practicing.
Yeah, Tampa Bay Buccaneers tight end played Good Samaritan over the weekend when he helped a man jumpstart his car and then danced in celebration with his girlfriend, Camille Kostek.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a big listener of the show. She loves our show.
She does?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Either did I.
Camille, let's see.
Gronkowski, do we have a location? The only thing I don't see where it happened.
This reminds me of when Shaquille O'Neal help somebody on I-75.
And when was that?
That was just over the summer.
Yeah. This reminds me of O.J. Simpson.
Hang on a second. I'm trying. What were you going to say?
Nah. When O.J. Simpson smacked the glasses off of that guy.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, this is nothing like either of those stories.
It's just like the Shaquille O'Neal story.
So the guy's got a dead battery, and Gronkowski helps the guy jumpstart his car, and then he's on video doing like a dance.
Thanks, Rob. No problem. Go, Rob. Go, Rob! I did it!
That's awesome.
College kid forever.
Oh, so cute.
So the guy says, hey, thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. No problem. Go, Rob! I did it!
And then Gronkowski's dancing around doing, I did it! I go, Rob! I did it!
Maybe he's dancing because he's with this dime piece.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Now, was he driving a, was that a Ford Expedition?
Is that a Ford Expedition?
And he looks like he jumped a Honda.
That, is that his girlfriend also doing the little happy dance?
That's the one he's dancing with.
That's the one I said loves our show, and I have no idea if she does.
Why wouldn't she?
Exactly. MJ Morning Show, it's Q105. I got to get Chloe on. Oh, and how to lose weight. Right when we get back, in just a second here. How to lose weight without really lifting a finger. Are you sure this works?
It makes sense.
Is this scientifically proven?
It certainly seems like it could be.
All right, hold on. Next on the MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
On that Apple logo story, the Apple computer logo versus this meal preparation company, Prepare, I just wanted to mention again that we have the story and the logo comparisons up at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. And email me. Look at the two logos. This Prepare meal prep company's Pear logo looks nothing like the Apple logo. I don't know why Apple's giving them crap. I think Apple said something like, hang on, we might be working a settlement. Why should there even be a settlement? All right, if you want to see what we're talking about and how the logos look nothing alike, go to MJMorningShow.com. You really ought to visit MJMorningShow.com every day because we've got tons of stuff that we put up. We only talk about a fraction a lot of times of what's up on the website. So take a look, MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. Hey, I've got great news. If you're a little cash-strapped, you'd like some extra cash, beginning this Friday, we're going to fire up the MJ Money Machine. We're going to give you a shot at $500 cash 7 times a day. It'll happen at 8 o'clock in the morning during our show. It'll happen at 10 a.m. just after our show. It'll happen at noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8 p.m. 8 a.m. Why do we have like the lowest number in morning drive? Why? Because it happens at 8 a.m., and then the rest of the times are 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8. So
every 2 hours, right?
Yeah, well, maybe we ought to do like 2 in morning drive. Anyway, bottom line is,
it is your money machine. You can do it any way you want, MJ.
Yeah, it is my damn money machine.
I mean,
I'm giving away all the money every 5 minutes.
Don't call in now, people.
So, seriously, starting Friday, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., 8 p.m., we'll give you a code word to text us, and we could smack you with the cash. And it all starts Friday morning at 8 o'clock right here on Q105. This is a good sign. My Steristrips are starting to peel off. That's what they're supposed to do. So,
they peel off?
Yeah, so...
folks, they dissolve.
The stitches dissolve. The stitches are going to dissolve. If you don't know the story, I told this yesterday. I had a little bit of a skiing incident. I smashed my thumb into a tree out in Colorado, in Vail. I snapped my first metacarpal in half. Just snapped the bone.
Was it super painful when it happened or just started?
Yeah. Okay. No. It hurt. I knew I did something. I'm like, hopefully I just bruised it and I didn't break it. But I broke it. And if you haven't seen the x-ray as well as the titanium alloy Dupuy appliance that's in my hand.
Can I bring in my mini metal detector tomorrow and see if your hand lights it up?
Yeah, could you do that?
Yeah, I will. I just want to see if it works.
Yeah, bring it in. That's a good idea.
I got a couple good ones I could try.
Yeah, if you don't mind, do that.
Bring the big one. Like, you need the headphones on to...
Okay.
That one.
If you go to MJMorningShow.com, so MJMorningShow.com, I put it on my Twitter feed at Todd Schnitt. I put it also on my Instagram feed at Certified Todd Schnitt. Give me a follow on Instagram. I'm at Certified Todd Schnitt. On Twitter, I'm just at Todd Schnitt. Or go to MJMorningShow.com, and you can see this Dupuy Synthes 2.0 titanium alloy locking plate that is now installed inside my hand and screwed in with like 3 or 4 screws.
So,
yeah. Seriously, the x-rays are on MJMorningShow.com or my social media.
Are you ready for a life riddled with right hand arthritis.
No, I'm not gonna have it. It's just,
what? Of course, you're gonna have horrible arthritis.
It's not the joint. I snapped the bone outside of the joint.
And your carpal tunage is messed up.
What?
Your carpal tunage.
What?
I said it wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did. A carpal tunnel.
Tunnel. That's it. Not tunage. I'm stupid.
What the hell are you saying?
You did all this, your surgery, and went through the accident with no pain pills, too. Not even an aspirin or a Tylenol.
You are correct. I took no oxys, and because they gave me oxys, I took nothing. I didn't even take Tylenol or ibuprofen, nothing. Zero. All right. Roxanne, you have an item here that you can lose weight, you can burn the same amount of calories by doing this and not lifting a finger, essentially.
Yes, and this was definitely clickbait, but I did more research about it and found it to be true.
Right.
A hot bath can lull you into better sleep. We know that, but not only that,
right.
You can lose weight. It can help you burn as many calories just taking an hour hot bath as if you went out and did a brisk walk for 30 minutes.
An hour?
Wait, a brisk walk for 30 minutes? You'll lose the same amount of weight you'll burn the same calories
as just
sitting in a hot bath?
In a hot bath. Now, I have not confirmed how hot this bath has to be. But
it has to be scalding. you lose weight because you die.
Because you burn your skin
180
off.
Degrees.
Yeah, 212 degrees. Boiling water like your rigatoni pasta in the pot.
You cook all your calories off like the potato in a sauna. But anyways, when you do that, it makes sense because your body has to burn calories to cool itself down.
Yeah, that makes sense. But half an hour of a brisk walk, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
30-minute bath is a 15-minute walk.
If you also drop some potatoes in there at the same time you enter the bath.
We need to do an experiment with Fester.
Please.
We need to put Fester in a bath at 6 a.m. and make him stay in there till midnight and see how much weight he loses.
If you make me stay in there, the bath will be yellow. That's all I can tell you.
Listen, you don't want to be used in this situation.
You don't want to do that.
God. I got to get Chloe on the phone next. She's going to do an impersonation of somebody that you will recognize. Also, the cocaine market, I guess, is getting killed right now because of COVID. Seriously. but other drugs are going through the roof. All right, hang on. All that coming up.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105 and another Fester story that he sent me last night. It's the TikTok Asian story, which I know you like this story, right?
I think it's compelling. I think the guy isn't wrong.
But he's getting a lot of backlash over the suggestion about the dating in Asia, etc., right?
He's trying to tell ugly, fat Americans.
Hold on. Well, this is a tease.
All right.
If we don't get into it in this segment, we'll get into it in the next segment. Oh, also, coming up, you got to hear this. The former church pastor, the female, very attractive. She's now making $100,000 a month as a stripper on OnlyFans. My God, from the pulpit to teddies and negligee.
It's a big change.
Whoa. All right, we'll get into all that coming up in just a bit. All right, first, Chloe's on hold. Chloe's going to do her impersonation here in just a minute. I saw an item. I'm like, you know what? Chloe does an amazing impersonation. You got to hear this.
I think we'll be the judge of that.
Roxanne, you heard me on the phone with Chloe. So
you gave her a little coaching. You said, bring your A game.
I said, bring your A game.
Bring your A game. Don't blow it.
Because I just woke her up, too.
Right.
Yeah, she was watching some movie late last night. But you heard who it is, right?
I know who it is.
Yeah. But Fester and Froggy, they were out of the room. They don't know who it is. Hang on. Chloe, I'll be right there. Warm up your voice. Make sure your impersonation is like really good because it's really pretty good when she does it. What?
I hope it's somebody.
What do you mean? You hope? What do you mean? You hope it's somebody?
I hope it's something.
All right.
I'm a
I'm pretty sure it's going to be something.
Dude, I'm a honk for Kermit the Frog impression.
Hey, it's not Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog. It's not Kermit the Frog.
We could do dueling Kermits. That'd be great.
And a Swedish chef.
The cocaine story. I don't know if I understand this, but apparently cocaine sales are dropping because of COVID, but overdose deaths are up. Did you see some of the numbers here?
Yes, and a lot of this, they did part of the study in New York City, some in San Francisco. Right. What's happening is people are not going to the clubs and doing cocaine in clubs and that sort of activity. And weed, on the other hand, is becoming more accessible because of changing laws. So you've got two forces working there.
Well, that's a good explanation. But across the country, the pandemic has caused fatal drug overdoses to spike. In a lot of places, in San Francisco, the opioids, absolutely. In San Francisco, overdoses killed more than 621 people in 2020, almost four times as many as COVID-19. As of Monday, the coronavirus. No, there must 621 people died in. Maybe that's right.
Very believable.
And as of Monday, the coronavirus killed only 194 people in San Francisco County. That's as of this month, past Monday. Wow. I would have thought that it would be more than that in San Francisco County. But I guess probably LA and some of the other counties getting hit a lot harder. But
so is this because coke dealers don't deliver? You can't leave your house to see your coke dealer?
I guess it's more of a social thing.
Yeah, I think Roxanne was saying that maybe it's the club situation. Among the adults surveyed, large majorities say they're using less cocaine, 78.6% less. Less MDMA. That's, like Molly, right? 71.1%. Less LSD, 68%. Even those who still use cocaine reported using less of it and less frequently. Only one drug surveyed showed a large across-the-board spike, and that is marijuana, cannabis. That's going through the roof.
But that's just because of the relaxed laws.
Well, it seems that that probably adds to it.
The stay-at-home aspect. You know, people are just kind of staying at home, having some weed. Weed vaping takes place a lot more now, too.
Did you see the video I put on my Instagram of the guys in front of me on the lift out in Vail just smoking weed the whole way up?
What else are you going to do?
They're on the chairlift. They're right in front of me, and they're smoking weed, and they're exhaling, and the weed is coming right back at me. I'm getting a contact high on the Vail ski lift eight days ago.
Is that when you hurt your thumb?
No. I had hurt my thumb a week earlier. But the point, and they're passing
and
the
their breath. Their breath, their germs.
They're passing the joint back and forth to each other. It's COVID-19. They're sucking on the same joint.
I'm going to ride a ski lift with you. I'm pretty comfortable smoking a joint with you.
Also,
I've already got your germs.
Not really related, but alcohol can reduce the effectiveness of the COVID vaccine, according to experts. Did you see that?
Oh, I need to start drinking more.
Drinking alcohol can reduce the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines, according to UK experts over in England.
Oh, the vaccines? Oh, no. Yeah.
Alcohol can reduce the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccines. Listen, yes.
You wait till Jack Daniels publishes a report and let's see what they say.
let's bring Chloe on. Hey, Chloe!
Is she
hello? No, I didn't push the right button. Here we go. Hey, Chloe!
I don't see a line illuminated. I don't see a line lit.
I'm pushing the button. It's not working. Son of a... Is our phone busted?
Yeah. We'll have to get Chloe back on the line, but something I did want to bring up when you said vaccine, yeah. MJ, yes.
Yeah. Our phone's not working.
Break it.
Oh, man, this equipment sucks.
Whatever
in
you
here.
Have to say, Roxanne, and forget it, because we're going to break the phone.
Okay. It's not going to work.
Son of a...
Call her on your phone like we're doing college radio.
I can't even put the...
Oh, yeah, you can use your cell phone again. That worked well.
I can't even put a photo on the air here. Mike, what is going on in this place?
I'm trying to dial her right now.
You don't need phones for radio.
This could be the worst equipment I've ever had in my career.
Well, think back to your very first Fisher-Price microphone.
Oh, God. All right, hang on a minute.
For the product we're putting out.
Okay, hold on.
We got it down.
I unplugged the phone. Hang on a minute. All right, let me try her back.
You fixed it.
No, I unplugged the phone. He was on hold.
This better be a good impression.
I'm telling you, man. This bit's going to... After all this...
No
this
pressure.
This bit's going to suck.
Hello?
Chloe. Nah, it's not.
Chloe, hey, this is Fester. Your father's...
How do you know Chloe's number?
I know things.
All right.
On my first day.
Hold on. Hey, Chloe, can you hear me?
Yes.
Look, I just wasted like 3 minutes of valuable airtime because of the crappy equipment. Hey, Chloe, can you hear me all right?
Yes.
All right. I told you the impersonation I need you to do. Are you warmed up and are you ready?
Yeah, I hopped out of bed real quickly to practice.
Okay, now here is the real person. So I want you to listen to the...
Wait, what?
I think we do that.
Don't give us the real person.
Give us Chloe first.
I was trying to guess.
The reason why I'm having Chloe do the impersonation is she does the impersonation, but this young woman turned 18 on Sunday. This young woman, who people know, turned 18 on Sunday. All right, Chloe, don't say who it is. Do the impersonation and see if Froggy and Fester can guess. All right, go.
Okay, all right. This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Oh, I know who that is. Oh, my God, that's perfect.
Really, that's fantastic.
I have no idea who that is.
That's Gretchen. It's Gretchen,
you're close.
Save the World.
Yeah, it's Greta.
Gretchen Carlson.
Greta Thunberg.
That's good. How dare you?
Who did you say?
He kept saying Gretchen. I said, yeah, it's Gretchen Carlson.
Oh, from
good,
Fox.
Good guess,
yeah.
Froggy.
Nate, that was a really good impression, actually.
Chloe, start again. Do the whole thing again.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Sophia just texted me that she's listening to me right now.
Oh, so your friend Sophia?
Oh, my God. You're on the radio. Like half a million people are listening to you
Chloe,
right now.
Chloe, do it again. Go.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
I like how you said
Chloe, that's
school.
Brilliant. Yeah, school.
All right, now, here is the real
Chloe
Greta Thunberg. Here we go, listen. Here she is.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
All right, Chloe, do it one more time. Go ahead.
Are you serious?
Do it again, yes.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Chloe, you do Greta better than Greta does Greta.
Now, in Greta Thunberg's voice, I want you to say, MJ... I want you to play some Bananarama Cruel Summer. How dare you? Go ahead.
I don't even know what the heck you just said.
I said, in Greta Thunberg's voice, I want you to say, I want you to play Bananarama Cruel Summer. Go.
MJ, I want you to play Bananarama Cruel Summer.
Boy, you put your hands in the pressure cooker.
Hey, can we get her to come in and host the show instead of you?
Give me one more. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you, Chloe?
It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Hey, guys, what do you think? You know, the fact that we just flew into Tampa International Airport... You know what that makes us eligible for? Roxanne, Fester, Froggy, Coop, anyone know? The fact that we just flew back into TIA, Tampa International Airport, or the actual international code is TPA, what do you think we're eligible for? Any idea?
I would guess because you're new to the state of COVID.
How dare are you? No, go ahead.
A COVID test?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're new.
Oh,
you,
okay.
You can get a COVID test. Yeah, they charge you, but they'll do a COVID test, and it's kind of reasonably priced.
So all you're getting is the discount then?
Yeah, but the ability to go get the test and not like...
make an appointment where you have to wait a week
or...
or get a prescription.
Sit in a two-mile-long line the stadium or at the Trop or whatever.
I saw the line around the Raymond James Stadium. It was insane.
Yeah. You know, hang on a second. We already had Michelle on this morning.
Then I saw the line at Daytona International Speedway where people were lining up to get the vaccine. It was like 5 hours long. Yeah, people were out there 5 hours before, camping out overnight.
My buddy is a surgeon at TGH, and he got his vaccine. He sent me a picture of him getting his vaccine yesterday at TGH.
My parents get theirs this weekend.
Oh, your parents are how old?
Oh, they're in their 70s, but, you know.
Hey, Michelle, are we going to go to Tampa International to get our COVID testing? You want to do that, yes or no?
Yeah, we can do it. It's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we're not symptomatic. I don't think we have anything. I think we traveled very effectively with N95s and surgical masks on top of our N95. But we can get the discounted rate at Tampa International because we just flew, right?
I don't know that it's a discounted rate, but it's a test.
I thought that the number you told me was fairly reasonable.
Reasonable.
But also you get to get a test fairly quickly and not have to wait in a mile-long line.
Right. Well, no, that it might be a mile-long line.
At the airport?
You just get a test.
Right. I mean, you're not going to be the only one. You're not the only traveler.
It's not like at Disney where you fast pass the COVID exam.
I like the COVID fast pass. Right? Hey, you know, there's a lot of controversy. There are stories around the country where, like, rich people are using their connections at hospitals if they donate money or if they're connected. There are stories that are popping up, some out of New York City, that people are jumping lines and getting favors and getting the COVID vaccine.
Of course people are doing that.
Yeah. Yes, I insist I get it first.
It's a first at Howell.
Yes, give me my shot.
How about Lovey? Is she going to get it?
Lovey, come here. It's our turn.
It's time for your ejection, Lovey.
Don't mind these peasants and paupers.
Lovey's part of that elitist family.
If you want to get to the front of the line, donate to the hospital foundation.
There you go. Michelle, let me know if we were going to go to TIA and get our COVID test.
I think today's the last day.
Yeah, I think so. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Lovey.
All right.
Bye, Lovey.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Lovey.
Back to sleep.
Speaking of Tampa International, there were some serious delays yesterday. Here's a tweet from Tampa International from FlyTPA on Twitter. We're currently experiencing widespread delays due to a temporary closure of the Jacksonville FAA Air Traffic Control Center. Please check with your airline for your flight status information. So this was what? This was yesterday?
What screwed everything up was that there were COVID tests, positive COVID.
In Jacksonville, for real.
In Jacksonville, listen to me.
Oh, that's right, yes.
FAA in Jacksonville had positive COVID tests. They had to clear the facility.
Because Jacksonville is a big center. It's like at New York Center, out in Ronkonkoma. Jacksonville has Jacksonville Center, and they handle a lot of East Coast air traffic. So you have the different centers around the country, and Jacksonville Center is a big FAA facility.
Well, they caught the COVID bug.
Oh, gotcha.
Several positive cases, and they had to shut down the facility.
I knew that. I thought you were making a joke.
Okay.
But, yeah. The FAA said that one of Jacksonville's FAA employees tested positive for COVID. They closed the building down for cleaning. You know how much air traffic Jacksonville Center handles?
I mean, everything that flies along the eastern seaboard eventually touches Jacksonville Center.
I've got the stripper pastor, which she's hot. She's attractive. Hopefully Michelle's not listening. Wow, you think she's attractive? what are you...
I mean,
guys doing their wives' voices always makes me laugh.
You know, Fester's wife's voice is the best.
Yeah, my wife actually has the best voice.
And then Alex Trebek, you heard about his message last night, right?
Wait, he's dead. What message?
His final shows that he taped.
Oh my God.
He's not back.
Somebody did a seance.
Alex Trebek's final shows are airing this week.
I think it's Trebek, not Trebek. How about you respect
the
dead?
If you listen to, you know what? You're going to eat your words in 2 seconds. You hold on. Bring up a Jeopardy intro, will you please?
Okay.
All right, we'll get into all that next. Hollywood Derby, he's got a lot of stuff. Don't move. Momentarily coming up here on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hello, Wichita, Kansas. You're on the air.
Yes.
Who am I doing?
That's Larry King.
It is. The reason why I'm doing that, I just went to the New York Post website just to see if there's anything fresh
No.
God, no, please.
No, not Larry King.
Oh, geez, no.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Larry King, who has COVID-19.
Oh, my God. He's like 100.
He's breathing on his own.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
I miss the smell of my own breath. Garlic.
With garlic. He did garlic commercials.
Oh, my breath. All right, who's the guy who's interviewing that goes, your breath really stinks?
Was it Oliver Stone or something?
No.
It was
Donald Trump.
It was Donald Trump.
Oh, I fessed it. Don't.
Open a new window.
Open a new window.
Oh, my God.
That is a true story. Dude,
I was blown away. I just recently saw that.
Oh, yeah. Go to YouTube. Type in Donald Trump, Larry. What?
It's opposite.
What?
Donald Trump told Larry that.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying
What the hell show are you listening to over there, Roxanne? That's
Larry. Those are new headphones.
That's what we're talking about.
I thought you were saying that Larry King told Donald.
Plus,
that.
Larry King allegedly had a big fart problem, too.
He had a fart fan underneath
him. So, Larry King apparently had a real gas problem, and he used to blow out farts while he's sitting behind the desk on Larry King Live, and the guests would have to endure.
and the fan would suck it up.
And they had to put a fart fan underneath to blow the farts away from the guests.
Sorry.
Seriously, that's
my fart fan's broken.
I heard that.
How do you rise to that position in this business with those problems?
I heard from a producer that worked on the show that's a true story. 100% true story.
I think this is the audio? I haven't previewed it.
All right, hang on a minute. Let me just roll. Anyway, Larry King is breathing on his own now. After, you know, he came down with COVID-19, and now he can breathe his own farts. So,
but he might not be able to smell them.
Hang on a minute.
Do you mind if I sit back a little bit? Because no. Your breath is very bad.
I mean, he's no filter.
All right, so this is Donald Trump on Larry King Live. Does it say when this was? Let me see. It's got to be. It's 1989. Oh. I was going to say it had to be 1980s. This is 1989. It's Donald Trump on Larry King Live. This is CNN.
Back it up.
On CNN. And listen to this one more time.
Do you mind if I sit back a little bit? Because your breath is very bad. It really is. Has this ever been told to you before?
No.
Huh? Okay, then I won't bother.
He's been doing all of our global negotiations for war and nukes and everything.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
You back up, please. Your breath is terrible.
Trump, no filter, 1989, telling Larry King. And Donald Trump is actually pushing away.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, listen.
He's at the desk, and Larry King's sitting across from him. He's doing an interview.
And he does the wave, like, it stinks, like, with his hand.
Right, one more time, listen.
Do you mind if I sit back a little bit? Because your breath is very bad. It really is. Has this ever been told to you before?
No.
Huh? Okay, then I won't bother.
And thanks to our sponsors, Garlic. What do you mean?
That's hysterical.
Then, Frog, on the whole Alex Trebek front, I said Alex Trebek, and then you jumped down my throat.
It's Trebek.
And you chastised me.
Well, that's what they say for the last 8,000 years.
It's Alex Trebek. People do say Alex Trebek, but it's here's the intro. This is Jeopardy. Listen. Here's the intro. I'm gonna fast forward it in because
this is Jeopardy. Here are today's contestants.
All right, here's today's contestants.
TV writer from Los Angeles.
I don't need all this.
Frankie.
All right, let me hear.
Hey, Frankie. Listen,
Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek. No.
Alex Trebek.
Trebek.
Jeopardy. Alex Trebek.
Trebek. I'm right.
Tree.
Jeopardy. Alex Trebek.
Not right. The announcer says Alex Trebek.
Trebeco, Trebaco. I mean, tomato, tomato, as they say.
The announcer says, anyway, the reason why I'm bringing up Alex Trebek, final week of shows, these were taped back in October. You know, the word, this is so sad. The word is that he was in a lot of pain.
Oh, I would imagine.
You know, doing with his pancreatic cancer. And of course, Alex Trebek died of stage 4 pancreatic cancer on November 8th. And on yesterday's syndicated episode, these are the last five shows. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. This is what Alex Trebek said.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You'll recall that about a month ago, I asked all of you to take a moment to give thanks for all of the blessings that you enjoy in your lives. Now, today, a different kind of message. This is the season of giving. I know you want to be generous with your family, your friends, your loved ones. But today, I'd like you to go one step further. I'd like you to open up your hands and open up your heart to those who are still suffering because of COVID-19. People who are suffering through no fault of their own. We're trying to build a gentler, kinder society. And if we all pitch in just a little bit, we're going to get there.
Oh, man.
Can we make him a saint?
It's so sad. Yeah, the Pope needs to make Alex Trebek a saint. You're right. That's a good idea.
Come on, Pope.
Saint Alex Trebek?
That's a really good idea.
What is?
Saint Alex.
Saint Alex.
He's a good guy.
He's suffering horribly at that moment, and he's thinking of other people.
Rest in peace, Alex Trebek.
Wow.
Okay.
Trebek.
Unbelievable. Let's talk about the stripper pastor.
Moving right on from Alex Trebek and A Word for Humanity to the stripper pastor.
Former church pastor now making $100,000 a month, not a year.
Whoa!
Saint to sinner.
Former church pastor, very attractive woman, making $100,000 a month. That would be $1.2 million a year.
Thanks for that math.
As a life coaching stripper on OnlyFans.
Life coaching? How does that work?
A life coaching stripper. Okay, now I'm interested.
You got to see her. We got to get her picture up there. We'll put it up. We'll get the story and the image of this woman in her negligee.
Does she still tithe?
Open your mouth. It's time for your communion, you know?
That's extra.
Mitchell Nicole.
You might want to work on that name, Mitchell.
Yeah, but it is. It's like, it is. It's Mitchell. Oh, unless you pronounce it Michelle, but it's spelled M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
Let's just go with Michelle, please.
Maybe it's Michelle, and there's an image of her speaking at the Grace Lutheran Church in Minneapolis. She was a pastor there, and she went from a saint to a sinner.
She was a Porter Richard.
She walked out of the pastor life. Her last gig, so there's a picture of her. She was in Minneapolis, but her last gig was in Ohio. She lives in California, and she's now in the sex industry. She's a mom of three, and she's a pastor turned stripper, life coach, model on Instagram. She's got 120,000 followers. Charges $15 a month for a sexy subscription on her OnlyFans account.
What?
She now makes $100,000 a month on OnlyFans.
That's crazy.
Wow. In a New Year's Eve post that featured her in a skimpy lingerie, she says that I just wrapped up another TV segment. I'm just in awe of the dreams that have come true this year. Among her blessings, Mitchell says that going viral, being sought out as a life coach, expert on TV, being reached out by celebrities and stars who want to connect and collaborate.
Listen, it's not like she's like a prostitute or something. She's on OnlyFans.
Yeah, but
she's not much of a sinner.
But again, on OnlyFans, I think it kind of runs the gamut from real, like really pornographic X-rated stuff, right? Triple X-rated stuff.
Pay up, buddy.
To maybe just like some soft core, like Skinamax.
That, Froggy.
I just dumped that.
It's a true story.
I just dumped that. I can't have you. You can't say that.
My first dump of the new show. Look at that. 2 months.
I just. You can't.
Well, that's a true story. There's a wrestler I told you about her.
You can't say it like that.
And I'm still waiting for my pictures to arrive.
I had a dump what Froggy said. I apologize. All right, can you get the story of and the pictures of this?
The pictures are what's most important.
Yeah. A picture's worth a thousand words. Picture's worth $100,000 a month.
How about that? 1.2 mil a year.
Yeah, that's some pretty strong stuff right there. Roxanne, why are you messing around with this radio garbage?
Yeah, seriously, Roxanne.
Yeah.
You can get OnlyFans going on a Twitch channel.
Would you want Roxanne as your life coach?
I was just going to say, I can life coach all of you, or you can life coach me into developing my OnlyFans page.
What would you coach me on? Think about that next.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. And if you'd like some money, you want some moolah, how'd you like to get smacked with some MJ cash? Well, you can, beginning this Friday. We're going to fire up the MJ Money Machine. We'll give you a shot at $500 cash 7 times a day. It'll happen at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and then again at 8 p.m., 7 times a day. We're going to give you a code word to text us, and we could smack you with $500 cash. It all starts Friday morning at 8 a.m. right here on the return of the MJ Morning Show on Q105. So why are you giving me like a death stare?
Yeah,
you're like,
what is that?
You're standing up and you're confused. You're giving me some kind of stare like you're cataphrenic over there.
The MJ cash machine is on all even hours from 8 to 8. I just figured that out.
That's your revelation?
You're standing there dazed and confused?
Well, I was like, no, 8, 10, 12, all even numbers.
No.
I was like, oh, it's all even hours from 8 to 8.
You're a numerologist.
Well, I'm just here reading every hour.
It'll be on at 8 o'clock.
All right, so Roxanne, I asked you right before Whitesnake, I'm like, you brought up being a life coach. What would you life coach me, MJ, on?
Okay, well, I made two lists. One is just if you were looking for things I do well that I could teach you. So I could teach you how to be a really creative hair braider, and you could, like, braid Chloe's hair as a bonding thing. You could braid Michelle's hair.
That's not what a life coach does. But, yeah,
these are things I do well. Manipulate people using astrology. I could teach you how to do that very easily.
She does. Astrology?
She told me how to play a couple of people in this building because of their zodiac sign.
Yes, I did.
And did it work?
Oh, it's incredible.
Who are you playing?
Ted.
I can tell you how to use leftovers to make amazing omelets. I'm really, really good at that.
These are tips. These aren't life coaching.
No, these are things I do well. So then I was like, no, he wants more stuff directed at him. So I could teach you how to be less transparent. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but if you ever wanted to be stealthy, I could teach you.
Hold on. Being transparent is typically a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
If you're a window.
You always want to be like 100% of the time.
You want me to be more cagey and more devious?
If you needed to tap into that, Roxanne, I could teach you how.
You don't know old MJ.
Do you think MJ's too much of a sharer?
Well, the next item on the list is I could teach MJ how to keep a secret.
Wow.
I've had enough of your crappy list.
Go
ahead.
Don't teach him how to make a list.
Move your foot from the brake to the accelerator in more of a slow fashion.
Your list sucks.
Are you drunk?
Fester.
Yeah.
The whole Asian dating TikTok story. Can you explain this, please?
Honestly, I think this is a whole segment where we should take calls.
Well, we can do. We can talk about it now. We can also bring it back tomorrow.
This guy's a doctor, he's a lawyer. I'm sorry, he's a lawyer, and he's talking. He does a TikTok video talking to guys who are having problems meeting women in America and dating
on the Chinese spying application TikTok. This guy is at Citizen Attorney One, and what is he saying?
He's like, hey, guys, you know, if you can't find a date or you're tired of the dating scene in America, go to Asia. and you can get a hot woman, a hot wife. They'll come to this country, and they'll be with you for, like, you know, 3, 4, 5 years.
All right, here's the audio. So we did pull the audio. Listen, wow. Listen to this.
So any of you guys interested in dating or knowing or marrying a beautiful Asian girl, and I mean like a girl out of your league, let's talk about that kind of girl, okay? The first thing I can tell you is they're in Asia. They're not here, okay?
That's right.
The ones that are here are, like, not cool, not nice. I rarely meet a sweet one. It's kind of like they want to get here. So if you're going to be the guy to help them get here, they'll be a king to you. And you can have them, gosh, I mean, probably 5 years or so, maybe 7. And don't worry if they dump you. The guys get so worried. Oh, my God, she's going to dump you. Well, duh, of course she is. But that's like 5, 7 years down the line. And when that occurs, just go get another one. Don't worry. There are lots. I mean, like, many, many, many.
All right, so this guy's getting backlash now for this?
Well, now people are, he's supporting human trafficking.
I mean,
he's being insensitive toward Asian women.
So
he's marginalizing them.
So he's saying American guys that can't get hot women, you go to Asia and find a hot woman that wants to, what, hook up with an American and come back to the U.S., right?
You guys know about these agencies that hook up American men with Asian women.
I know about the whole mail-order bride thing, you know, Russian mail-order brides or Ukrainian mail-order brides. You know, I'm aware of that whole type, and I know that it happens in Asia as well.
He's objectifying women is what he's doing.
That's what it sounds like.
He's getting guy's lucky.
It sounds like he has a great voice for voiceover work, too.
It sounds like he's a terrible guy.
It sounds like he's an opportunistic lawyer. I know like 10 guys who have done this, by the way.
You know guys that have
maybe
gone.
Not 10. I think I know 1, 2, James, Pedro. Okay. I know like 3 guys.
We've got to spend more time on this tomorrow. We'll spend, you know, I've got a pile of morons in the news I didn't get to today. I got a ton of stuff, but listen, we got so much material every day. Folks, do me a favor, spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.